Welcome to the Daily Wrap-Up, a concise show dedicated to bringing you the most relevant independent news as we see it from the last 24 hours.
Sunday, July 25th, 2021. Thank you for joining me today. Testing out some new things, new equipment. I was actually going to try to give you guys a different view today, but it didn't work out in the time that I had. And I want to point out that we seem to be having an issue streaming on Odyssey right now. I don't think it's anything nefarious. I think there's something wrong with Odyssey. It seems like everything else should be correct on there. I'm just sharing this on Wire right now that I forgot to do. On that note, as we get started, I have a Wire group that many people don't know about, wire.com. And this is something that this is from like kind of an archaic thing I've had an older thing I had from a while ago, where if you sign up on Wire, join the T-Lab group, I send out a ping every time. And that's because YouTube failed to do that for so long. So join that if you want. Look it up, find it out. You have to search out T-Lab on Wire, the platform, and join it, and I'll add you to it, and you'll get a notification. Also, let us know how the sound is. This is the new setup here with the mics. Let me know how everything sounds for you guys. But we have a great show for you today. A lot of important stuff to talk about, as always. And it's interesting. Ah, that's right. Checking on YouTube. But we have a lot of important things to talk about today. Some really obvious things that are happening here. The breakthrough case discussion that we've, by the way, already been dismantling from the very beginning. The concept that it seems pretty obvious based on other locations, Israel, Malta, a lot of places we've already covered. Despite still pushing the injection, by the way, they're showing you that it's by and large a pandemic of the vaccinated, which is pretty obvious based on all the data. You compare in the UK and Israel to US data, there's a discrepancy. There's something odd, and it seems to be happening. The discrepancies between what the US is claiming is happening and what the data shows us. We'll go over it once again today with new information. And today, one of the real focal points is showing you how dishonest these people are. Whether we're talking about the mainstream scientists that are selling you on stuff that I can prove to you isn't true, or people like Jen Psaki or Joe Biden, or these people who are blatantly lying to you, or Politico for that matter, and the writer whose name is, so I can remember, Joanne Keenan. We're going to talk about this article today that I'm not showing you yet, what my COVID-19 vaccine saga taught me about the U.S. healthcare system. Of course, this reeling article about how terrible things were, but it's all okay because we're doing the right thing, or because the vaccines work, or well, it's just ridiculous. And we'll go through it today. And you can laugh at it with me. But there's a lot more information to cover today that you already see that's just going to bolster the point for you about how serious this is and how real what we're showing you is. At the very least, how valid it is that you have a right as a free human being to think for yourself, to research for yourself, and not just be told you're an ignorant person who doesn't understand things, or you don't know how to research, or you don't know how to look at information. Even if that's the case, you know what? It's still your right to be like that, and they can't stand it. But here's the point today, because the danger, that's the point. The danger is inherent. It's across the board. It's in every aspect of what's going on, whether the lockdowns or the masks or the injections. They're adding danger to your life in an exponential fashion, and we've documented it from day one. So hopefully more people will begin to see that. Now we're going to start off today something that I just saw that I wanted to conclude. If I saw this more than a few minutes ago, I would have probably put this in the title, and this probably would have been a lot bigger part of the show, just because of how unreal this is right now, this is happening. As Sarah Abdallah is showing you, breaking, Israel is now bombing the Gaza Strip, and I have confirmed this, at an open-air prison with 2 million Palestinians who have nowhere to run or hide. Now I'm going to talk to Robert probably today about this after the show, and I'd like to get him on soon again to talk about all that's happening over there, all the horrible things happening to these 2 million Palestinians, half of which are children in an open-air prison from which they are not allowed to leave. All of that is easy to look up. And yet we're pretending like this is acceptable. This is called collective punishment, regardless of why you think it's happening, because there are civilians, innocent people there. On top of the fact that we're talking about an occupied territory, as the UN has always maintained, which means they have a legal right to armed rebellion, according to the Geneva Conventions and the United Nations. But who cares about the facts, right? Just bomb all those civilians and pretend like it's because racism or because some kind of thing that puts people against each other, instead of focusing on where the problem is, the government. This is disgusting to me, and your government's completely okay with it, wherever you are, seems, which is unbelievable to me. But hope we'll follow up on this, and we'll keep talking about it, because it's seemingly going away. And Naftali Bennett seems to be worse in every possible way than Netanyahu, even as the U.S. media continues to pretend like he's a breath of fresh air, as Robert put it in his recent article. Now, one thing I want to shout out really quickly is something that James Lyons Weiler, PhD, who I've had on for an interview, just started something that I think is really, really cool. Now, I don't do stuff like this ever. I can't stand affiliate programs as they pertain to media and stuff that we do. Now, this is not like that. I'll show you why. And this is something that I believe in. This is James Lyons Weiler has set up his IPAC group that we've talked about in the past. But this is really interesting. This is about you as an individual out there choosing to take a course on things that would help you understand how these things operate, not from a mainstream perspective about blindly trusting authority, but from a perspective of someone like James Lyons Weiler, PhD, who is challenging the authority situation right now, challenging the narrative because he's right. And what he wants to do is help you learn how to do these things the right way, learn how to analyze statistics, learn how the legal system works, learn how psychology works, learn how biology works, educate yourself. There's never a negative thing for that, or excuse me, there shouldn't be a negative connotation for learning more information, even though the mainstream continues to batter you with, don't do your own research. Don't be a, you know, what was the other one they did? I can't remember now. Forbes had one that said, don't do your own research, which made me laugh out loud. Oh, that's what it was. Critical thinking or something like that is a conspiracy theory. It's just incredible how they're trying to frame tenets of basic intelligence as conspiracy theory, which kind of shows you something, doesn't it? Which is just like the MIT study, right? That there seem to be the scientifically sound ones. They seem to be the intelligent ones, but nobody wants to sound that or acknowledge that. But the point is that that's not all of them. There's plenty of really crazy people out there spreading really crazy theories. Doesn't mean that by and large, according to in this context of COVID-19, that it seems a lot of the people that are standing up against this, the ones being called conspiracy theorists, are in fact the opposite. Or, you know, whatever you, how, if you want to own that as a badge like I do, you can, but understand we're not conspiracy theorists. We're conspiracy realists. We're showing you what's really happening based on the facts and allowing you to think about it for yourself. And something like this is only going to help you do that. So just, you know, just I hope somebody will take advantage of this, because I'd never do stuff like this. And I believe in this. And that's the only reason that I'm going to do so. I think James Lyons Weiler has been a sound voice in this from the very beginning. Now, here is the link. I'll actually try to include this in the show notes. I forgot to do that, but you can see it right here and copy it, I guess. Or you know what? It doesn't even matter. If you end up going to his website and learning from here, I don't even care if it ends up benefiting me. This is the point. It's about you learning, educating yourself. But there it is for you if you'd like to check it out. Now, going forward, on a note of censorship, before we get into the first topic today, for those that haven't already seen it on Twitter, guess what? Venmo banned me indefinitely, despite the, and this is what my tweet says, and guys, this is not a joke. I was actually going to go through my entire history, but I don't want to waste the time to show you this is the case. They banned me indefinitely, despite the only things I use Venmo for, to pay my exterminator and my house rent. And actually, funny enough, I went back and looked and I confused that. And actually, my house rent I use Cash App for. So literally the only thing I pay from Venmo is my exterminator and a couple of random inane things like the groceries, whatever. I never use this thing. The only reason I used it is because the guy said, my exterminator is a great guy, said, hey, I use Venmo. That's easy for me. And I said, sure, I'll make it work. Right. So apparently paying an exterminator monthly is out of the question for Venmo. It says, due to the nature of my activities. Anyone confused about what's actually happening here? I am being turned off. Technocracy, guys. That's what this is. This is censorship. And you can see right here, we have recently reviewed your usage. Again, we are talking about a monthly recurring same amount to the same person who is obviously an exterminator. That is apparently too much for them, as reflected in our records. It's unbelievable to me. There's nothing in here that's even tied to the Last American Vagabond, except for the fact that Venmo's tied to PayPal or other larger technocratic outlets that are choosing to shut me off because they don't like my political opinions. You see, this is them directly violating their terms of service, but they don't care because there's a larger agenda at play. We must see that. So hashtag boycott Venmo, because who cares about Venmo? I don't care if they start taking my bank accounts away. Who cares about bank accounts? This is all encompassing for me. This is a very big deal, if not the biggest thing I've ever seen in my life. And that's why I completely have dived. I mean, you guys know I covered foreign policy extensively, almost entirely before this started. Again, I think this is pretty much all encompassing. This is foreign policy. This is everything. This is the largest thing I've ever seen in my life. And this is a worldwide global conspiracy. And that's not some hyperbolic statement. We're watching it take place. So when they're trying to do stuff like this, this is our future. This is how it's going to go. You're going to get turned off if you do not go along. Look at what's going on in China. Oh, right. China, bad guy, right? But we're going to do everything just like them because we don't like who they are. That makes a lot of sense. They are creating a world in which you are not allowed to differ, have a differing opinion. We see that happening right now with the vaccine. Due to the nature of your activities, we have chosen to discontinue service to you in accordance with the user agreement. But you can read it for yourself. There's literally nothing in there that says you can't, you're not allowed to pay an exterminator monthly at the same time. As a result, we have placed a permanent limitation, again, with this cowardly middle ground. Are you deleting me? Or are you limiting it? What exactly is it, right? No. We're just going to permanently limit all the features forever. But you're still there, though, just in case we have a legal problem down the line. Cowards. We ask that you please remove any and all references. No, how about that? how about shut up? And I'm never going to do what you asked me to do again. It's just ridiculous. We ask you to remove all this stuff. It's just so silly. I don't want to promote them. I'm probably going to do it anyway. But it's funny how this always seems to be the same way. This is Xing you out of their circles. Oh, and then it goes, you may transfer the remaining balance to your account, except I tried to do it and said I couldn't do it. Error, not processing is what it told me. And I shared that somewhere down here, I think. But yeah, right here. Oh, guess what? That didn't work. Sorry, the transfer cannot be processed. Oops. Yeah, sure, that was just an accident. Anyway, guys, this is where this is going. We must be able to see that. Oh, and Cassandra Fairbanks shared this, and I thought this was very relevant. So I'm all for press freedom and stuff, but I kind of think Vice should be raided at this point. Right. So I'm being censored. Oh, actually, I think the tweet was, oh, it's right here. Seeker Janie points out another WTAF, I'm not sure exactly what it stands for, that perpetuates online with no censorship, but I get banned from everything, right? Look at what Vice is actually talking about. We've already talked about this kid, this Desmond kid that's completely being abused by all the people around him. Photos of fabulous kids of RuPaul's drag convention, right? Children dressing in drag around highly sexualized adult men dressed like women. That's totally acceptable. Meet the child stars of the controversial new wave of drag. And then it gets even more interesting as it gets into a pedophile opens up about targeting vigil, you know, being targeted, child rape victim on why society should be more empathetic to pedophiles. Most child, this is Vice over and over and over and over. And that's all good though. Right? We're all good about the hypersexualization of children. No big deal, Twitter. But we talk about peer-reviewed science and how it challenges what the politicians are saying. And suddenly we're dangerous and hurting people, right? Unbelievable. But this, you could find this stuff on YouTube. You can find this on Twitter. You can find this everywhere. They do not go after this stuff until people drive them to. And yet we're dangerous? It should make you sick. Oh, and this was... I'm just making this joke at the end. Same. This was the point. So somebody says, so they don't like your purchases. I just said, I guess my bug guy is too controversial for them. Cause that's really what this boils down to. That's how stupid this is. Now on that note, really quickly, before we get into it, the censorship, I just wanted to point out for those that saw the last show that Gateway Pundit did follow up and give credit to The Last American Vagabond. But sadly, as I said, credit was not really what this was about. It's about the fact that they're still going, look, watch it over here on InfoWars, even though it's not InfoWars. It's still the video shared still by InfoWars, still without any credit to The Last American Vagabond or any indication that was done from anywhere else, as well as the fact that they put their hype there, you know, as you can see, Free World News TV, which is Alex Jones and Alex Jones's group, who adds that and adds at the end, right? With him talking to Mike Liddell and right. Cause that's totally acceptable in the world of journalism. Right. And of course then adds their links down here. And you'll notice down here that you have comment after comment after comment of people going, look, you stole from this. Look, it's the Last American Vagabonds. Look, you should credit them. They don't care because not only have they continued to delete my comments, they just don't care because this is not the outlet that you should be listening to. That's my opinion, but I hope you take that to heart. Band.tv, InfoWars, these groups are not on your side. They are for a partisan, one-sided, aggressively one-sided narrative that suits their agenda, even if they actually believe that's what this should be done. This is not in your best interest. The point is, I want to give a shout out at least to point out the Gateway Pundit did follow up. My honest opinion is because they got enough attention about it, because I still don't see my comments down below where I said, hey, can you guys follow up? And it wasn't until some pretty big people reached out and poked them and they finally added it. But hey, it got added. So be it. But it's still pointing to this video. Anyway, the point is that at the very least, it's pretty clear that we did get slightly vindicated for the stealing of our content. But what's still happening is they're still using my content to drive people in a direction that's not what I'm talking about, as well as a very selectively clipped part when it doesn't give you the full picture of what I'm talking about or the links or the information that go along with it. They want you to trust what they're saying and drive you to go buy this pillow or whatever they're saying at the end. Now, I tweet at these people. This is Darren McBreen, who is the kind of the band TV guy, and is talking about his son, apparently, is the author of this article. And I say, do you care this article was written by Kellen, who's the son, stole T-Lab work, and on and on and on. I doubt anybody's going to respond. Anyway, leaving on that note, something else that they're probably going to steal next. Here is, and I'm talking about InfoWars, by the way, here is something I found very interesting that I want to start out with on this. This is interesting. Guess what we have been showing you on this page for, I don't know, months now. U.S. vaccine rate, right? Here, I'll show you on, I show you on the clip. Ugh, gosh darn it. Drive me crazy. I'm sorry. I don't know why this thing keeps refreshing on me. There we go. Thank God it came back. Okay, here it is.
Your attention to what they want you to see. Here's Capital One shopping. I just find that to be crazy.
Not this part, but wait.
We're all aware this is a big deal, and they're acting like it's not. Even Capital One's like, let's get on top of that and make money off how real this is. I just find it to be crazy. Anyway, going forward.
Okay, so here is what you used to see when you searched on Google for U.S. vaccine rate.
I just, again, do not forget that you are the...
Right, so this pops up on the search page, right? You can even see the same search. It's just a basic search, and you type in U.S. vaccine rate, and they have that pop up the whole time this has been going on, the whole time the injections have been going, right? The whole time. Not one moment has that not been there. Why? Because they're desperate to get you to think that, look at everybody else is doing it. You should do it too. Except it didn't happen that way. And now still today, more than 50% of people are not vaccinated. And guess what they chose to do? They removed it. Why would that be? Why would they remove this in real time and just take it away? Because they probably don't want you to see that people are not getting it. That every single day, just to refresh and see if it pops up. Oh, of course it does. Of course it does. Ah. Great point. Anyway, same idea. There's a lot of weird stuff happening. Just so you know, just of course, I refreshed this 1,000 times before I went live, right before I went live, and it came back. Just fantastic. I'm, you know, it just to make a point on top of that, even though that turned out to apparently be incorrect, I'm not sure what happened, but it's happening all over the place. We've watched it happen. We watched the CDC change stuff. We've watched FDA change stuff. We've watched the NIH. They're changing definitions, the WHO. It's happening all over the place. So I find it odd, one, first of all, that it kind of disappeared for most of the day, and now it just jumped a whole bunch, but it's still below 50%, regardless of my thoughts on what just happened. Takeaway point, 49.6%. You are still the majority. You, if you have not been injected, you are still the majority, and yet they're still pretending like you're all the danger. This whole time, you realize how long it's been that everybody's had this opportunity and we're still the majority. So who's actually leading this? Is it the majority? Is it democracy? Apparently not. Because if it's not the majority, then it's not democracy, right? Nobody should really want democracy anyway. Talking about a constitutional republic at the very least would be something, but not mob rule, but that's what they keep telling you we have, but apparently we don't. Because all of you majority out there, you're all the crazy weirdo ones. The majority. Because that totally makes sense, right? Anyway. I don't know why that was just not popping up the whole time. I find that to be very telling. Oh, and I always point out too, 13.7% of the world. And yet we're not safe until everybody's safe. They keep saying the world, even our politicians. And that still continues. Include this in anyway, so you guys can see this great, the video about the 6,000 Bayer's deaths being removed and put back. Now here is, it says 49.2%. And this is according to the mayoclinic.org, which is interesting because this is the one saying 49.6. Interesting. And as well as the update comes along as July 9th, you can see that we're still declining on deaths. Right. So this is the one thing that I think is really, really interesting is that we continue to see this decline. I mean, you could see it, like I keep saying, it ebbs and it flows, but this is down. This is incredibly down, right? And yet they're acting like we're in some kind of massive problem, right? I mean, the only argument is that that could keep going, right? Because we know how dangerous, that's not true. We don't know that. The data shows it's not. And data, at the very least, if you trust it, shows that it's dangerous to people over 80 with comorbidities, or maybe 70. Bottom line, even based taking their data at face value, this is not dangerous for most people. And so yet they keep screaming, well, we don't know. The Delta could be, it could come, it could rise back up. Look at all these cases. But wait a minute. Is it deaths? Are people being hurt? Or are we just being mass tested and telling you you're all in danger just like this started? I mean, think about that. Like, look, just look at the difference of, you know, this is the same idea. So if we're not seeing the spike in deaths and we're not in the issue they're telling us that we are, simple as that. And then you add on this part of it. The fact of the breakthrough cases that everybody and all the data outside of the narrative from the U.S. government is showing you is not true. Oh, but before we do that, though, let's make sure we double check with the Twitter fact checkers, right? Because a bunch of text with an image and no data to back it up is, of course, where everybody should go for their data. Well, of course, that's what they want you to think, right? Because what they're trying to subtly coach you into is that narrative and authority is all that matters. If an authoritative state, if an authoritative entity states this information, well, that's the truth, right? Of course it is. Trust the science, which means trust the narrative. Well, all you see is an image and text saying fact check said. Well, we're going over all the data and showing you what the information says, and we're the ones being censored. That's fantastic, right? They don't want you to consider the information. They don't want you to challenge what you're being told. Here's what it says. COVID-19 vaccines significantly reduce the risk of serious illness. Cool. Totally challenges all the real-world data from everywhere else in the world, but let's just go along. But rare breakthrough infections are possible. Uh-oh. Remember when that was a fake news anti-science story? When we were going, look at this. Look at people getting sick after the vaccine. Oh, fake news. Censored. You're dangerous. Oh, but now it's possible, though. Dragging their feet, dragging their body into this story. Just barely possible as we see them explode around the world, right? This is unbelievably ridiculous. Ongoing studies have shown that COVID-19 vaccines are highly effective in preventing the spread. I mean, that's just patently false. Even the vaccine companies themselves tell you this does not stop the spread. This does not stop transmission. And I'll show you in a minute where it basically says it's down to zero. That's not a joke. 0% in stopping transmission. Zero. Oh, weird. Exactly like we were telling you from the beginning, because it's exactly what the companies told you was the case. And yet we've been fake news this whole time, even though we pointed to what Moderna and Pfizer said back in their trials. God, this is just clownishly ridiculous where we are, that I have to bang my head against a wall to show you verifiable truths. Highly effective in preventing the spread. Fake news. And the physical toll of contracting the virus. That's obviously not what's happening, but it is still possible to catch COVID even as a fully vaccinated person in rare cases. They just love jamming that rare thing in there. Rare. You know, it's the same as just repeating safe and effective while you're staring at things showing you that it's not safe and not effective, according to the AP and Newsweek. Cool. So we have just, you know, ostensible journalists telling you, here's what's really going on. Well, we're pointing to peer-reviewed science, scientists, experts, doctors, even, you know, the entire government of Israel going, look at these dangerous information. But AP and Newsweek says fake news. So let's go ahead and trust that. Breakthrough cases remain relatively uncommon. I mean, that's just not true. That's the New York Times telling you that. So, of course, because nowadays the media is what informs you about science. They tell you what to believe about science because they get told to tell you what to believe. That's a great little train of information there. Surgeon General Dr. Vivek Murthy reports that 99.5% of recent COVID deaths are among the unvaccinated people. Okay, now it went up from 99.2 to 99.5. I have yet to still see anything proving that. Please, I would love for somebody to show me what proves that. How in the world do you even quantify that? Are they literally going around to every single person who just died and somehow testing their bodies, asking their families? Every single person? 99.5% exactly? It's ridiculous. It's utterly ridiculous when all of the data everywhere else is showing you the opposite. This is why I continue to think that the U.S. government, in conjunction with probably China and Israel, are the focal point of what this illusion is. They are desperately trying to jam this in while everything is showing you the opposite. Medical experts still recommend getting inoculated against the virus. Ugh, what you need to know, right? More text. There's no, as I always show you, there's no source material. All their source material is fact checkers say, oh, good. Well, it's verified then. No, it's not. That's a bunch of text. Did you look at what the fact check? This isn't even you looking at the fact checkers. This is you taking Twitter's word about the fact checkers. How about you look at the fact checkers, look at the source material of what they're checking, read it for yourself and decide if what they're saying is accurate. But you see, people have already decided that fact checkers are better than you. So if you read it and it says the literal opposite in the study and you go, wait a minute, it says the opposite. Oh, you don't know. You don't know. We're going to listen to the fact checkers because they're the experts. Do you not realize how ignorant that is? I know you guys do. But it says COVID-19 vaccines are safe and highly effective and prevent, again, just drilling it in. What you, it literally just reset it right here, and then it repeats it right here. In rare cases. But here's an interesting thing. Here, oh, they're so objective, and they're holding them accountable. It says President Biden falsely claimed on July 21st that vaccinations would protect anyone from being infected with COVID-19, according to multiple fact checkers. Right. Okay. So it's like, we're really going to pretend like, so he falsely said, what about everything else they said? What about Jen Psaki saying it's approved? What about every other thing we keep showing you? This is the illusion of accountability. This is them going, I wouldn't even put it past them having Biden say that so they could pretend to fact check it. This is not the point. The point is it works no matter what. And Biden got it a little too good on how, like he said it was a little too good. It's great though, but it's not that good. That's not fact checking. The fact checking is the reality that this thing doesn't do even remotely what you're saying it does. This is about pretending with a fact check that it still does exactly what we want you to think it does. If you think they don't do stuff like that, then you are sorely mistaken. But here's the reality as we just showed you. And these are just the ones I showed you on the last show. Guys, there's constant flow of this information. Over the past four shows, I've shown you a multitude of these. 75% of Singapore's recent COVID cases are vaccinated. 75%. There's no way that that makes sense in the context they're spinning. How is it possible that 99.5% of people in the hospital are unvaccinated if 75% of the cases are vaccinated people? Because I'm going to go on and show you after that that it's very clear based on the science that the people who are getting this who are vaccinated are having a much more severe experience. Now, here is one of the main points. This is from the Public Health of England. I just showed you this. This is their 19th report. Bottom line on table five, what it shows you, when it's talking about specifically emergency care and deaths by vaccination status from February to July, it shows you very clearly that the one that matters, more people are dying who are vaccinated, receiving two doses, 224 deaths out of total of 460. Well, that's just two doses, right? Total of unvaccinated, 165. So deaths within 28 days of being told you're sick, 165 in the unvaccinated, 224 deaths in that period from people who had two doses, 60 from people who had one dose 21 days after, which, and then five more for people who had one dose but under 21, right? That's very obvious. 289 versus 165. 289 versus 165. 289 people died after being injected in 28 days between this period and 165 died. So I don't know how you even pretend that this adds up to more people unvaccinated are the problem. Now, I've shown you this a bunch of times. You can look it up for yourself. There's the link. I've already shown you the real study in a previous show. Israel, this is confirmed cases in Israel, June 27th to July 3rd. And as always, it's showing you from every single category, the vast majority of cases are people who are vaccinated. 80%, 20 to 29, 80%, 30 to 39, 84%, 40 to 49. It goes up to 100% people over 90, 92% people over 80. Every single one of them. You can see the numbers right here. 40 to 49, 175 people got it who were vaccinated, only 33 unvaccinated. That's across the board. There's no way to pretend this is only about, this is the pandemic of the unvaccinated. Now, again, you could argue, well, but the unvaccinated are hurting or getting hurt more. That is not backed up by the data. It's just not. And this is the one I keep showing you, but there's a lot of them out there. Israel's telling you more than 7,700 new cases of the virus have been detected during the most recent wave starting in May, but just 72 of the confirmed cases are reported in people who were known to have been previously infected. That is less than 1% of the cases. Now, this is specifically aimed towards the naturally infected. But remember that both in Israel and the United States and most everywhere within they're telling you, take it with a grain of salt, but what they're telling you is that the majority of people had this before. In the US, they're saying it's over 160 million. That's half the country. So half the country has natural immunity, which the WHO, Nature, NIH, basically everybody are telling you that you have upwards of 99% of the people who have the natural infection have lasting immunity for the rest of their lives. While we'll show you again in a minute, while what they're telling you is that the injection only lasts 6 months, if that, and if at all, and that's what this new science is telling you. The point is, if you have that natural infection, you're not at risk. That's the majority of people. And that's why you're seeing only 72 out of 7,700 were those people. They were all unvaccinated. Now it says down here, with a total of 835,792 Israelis known to have recovered from the virus, the 72 instances of reinfection amount to 0.0086% of people who were already infected. 72 out of almost over 800,000. By contrast, Israelis who were vaccinated were 6.72 times more likely to get infected after the shot than after natural infection. I don't know how this can be any more clear, but we can keep going forward. Here's what Naftali Bennett had to say. Now this, it just blows me away. So we're talking about a person who, he was in the press conference that made that information public. I don't think we played the press conference, but we showed you a tweet where they were speaking about it. We showed you the data. But they are telling people nonetheless, go out and get this thing. You have to get this. In fact, we're going to make it mandatory, even though we just made it clear that people who are getting this are suffering in regard to what's actually happening. It's incredible. Take a look.
אבל יש רגע ויש מקום שבו הדיון הזה צריך לעצור, והוא עצם החיים של כולנו. המדע הוא חד וברור. החיסונים עובדים, הם יעילים ובטוחים. לצעירים באופן כמעט מוחלט, למבוגרים הם יעילים אבל לא מספקים. מעל מיליארד אנשים בעולם כבר התחסנו. אזרחים יקרים. סרבני החיסונים מסכנים את בריאותם, את סביבתם, ואת החופש של כל אזרחי ישראל.
I mean, how can you even make a claim like that after the information that he just sat in a conference and said and told people that we're talking about, if at the most, a 40% efficacy at this point, and we're showing you that the data is completely heavily leaned on one side, and that's the vaccinated. I don't even understand how you can make I do, because there's an agenda here, and that's really what matters.
הם מסכנים את החופש שלנו לעבוד, את החופש של ילדינו
our freedom to work, freedom of our children to study, right? As if this virus is just over there physically grabbing your freedom. No, the government is taking away your freedom, even though they don't have that right, because of the claim of this danger. Now, even if the danger is actually there, it's still the government taking away that freedom, not the injection, not the virus. That's crazy to pretend that this inanimate, this object that it's, to pretend that anything other than the government is removing things from you. Sure, you could be more in danger if you believe their narrative, but you can still live your life. You could make the choice your own to go in or out, stay inside, wear a mask. No, but they're taking those things away from you. They're forcing you to do certain things. The government is taking away your freedom. Couldn't be more clear.
מוד, החופש לחגוג שמחות עם המשפחה. סרבני החיסונים פוגעים בכולנו. כי אם כולם יתחסנו, כולם יוכלו לקיים את שגרת חייהם. אבל אם מיליון ישראלים ימשיכו לא להתחסן, זה יאלץ את 8 מיליון האחרים בסוף להסתגר בבתים שלהם.
Right, so because you don't do what you're told, everybody who already complied has to go back to not, you know, so it doesn't count. Right? Whether this is because of the drive to get you to take it, or just because they want those people to be so upset that they turn and lash out towards whoever the government aims them at, it doesn't make any rational sense. There is no rational argument that makes sense to argue that people who are unvaccinated are in any way causing this problem. It does not make sense. I mean, think of the time frame here. I pointed this out before. The argument that somehow, because, like, I mean, look at 2020. Where were all the variants then? Right? This was surging more than at any point, so we're told, during the middle of 2020. So you're telling me that between that whole 6-month period, there was no variants popping up, yet somehow every 30 seconds there's a new one happening now, despite the fact that more people are vaccinated? How does that make sense? It doesn't. You see, what really does make sense, if you're honest with yourself, is that when the vaccine administration began, we started to see all these things happen. Whether that's narrative or whether that's because this is causing it, like the scientific research was showing before COVID began, which is that the flu injections were clearly leading to variants, which is exactly what they were finding. But let's pretend like nothing before 2020 counts anymore, and it's all about COVID clown world. It's crazy. The simple time frame here that we're going to pretend like people already have a variant popping up about things that just happened, like this is moments later. We have so many variants, people don't even remember what they are anymore. just based on the time frame, this is illogical. It's ignorant. It does not make sense scientifically, but all the people who want this to be the case are happy to go along with it.
לכן הקבינט קיבל היום החלטה שהחל מהשמונה באוגוסט, סרבן חיסון לא יוכל להיכנס לקולנוע, לתיאטרון, לבית הכנסת, ללונה פארק, למשחק כדורגל או לכל פעילות מעל 100 איש בפנים או בחוץ, אלא אם הוא יביא בדיקת קורונה שלילית על חשבונו.
Right, so a test that you have to take, which in and of itself has its own dangers, I've done a show on that, right, that is completely inaccurate based on the way they're using it, which all the scientific research has shown, including major studies from publications they tell us to listen to, but who cares, we're going to keep using it, right? The PCR test that led to the pandemic, the epidemic that wasn't in 2007 for whooping cough, where they said at that time, this test was the wrong choice and this is what led to the illusion. We need to learn from this. And clearly they did. And they're using it again. And you're going to force that on people and say that test, which you need to take, is the only thing you can do. And we're going to make you do it every week. This is the future. This is your world, just like we told you it would be, where you're completely hooked into their biosecurity state and you have to comply. Now, remember, they had the green passport when they and Israelis were so upset about it that they walked it back a little bit. Gee, I wonder if that's going to get pushed in now. Of course it is. Like that wasn't the plan. Oh, well, good thing we've got the green pass. Why is it called green pass again? Oh, that's right, because they're already shooting ahead for the climate pass lockdowns. Mark my words. But this is outrageous that they're going to continue to drive you back into this position based on what? Based on the claim this is more dangerous, despite the data showing the opposite, based on any number of things that continue to challenge what they're saying, it should make you very upset.
Ken.
Oh, because by the way, don't forget that Fauci just said that masks are probably coming back for vaccinated people, all of it. So they're going to flip out and they're going to turn on people. This is going to become violent, and that's what I think they want.
Who יישא במלוא עלות הבדיקה? אין שום סיבה שמשלמי המיסים ואנשים שכן מקיימים את חובתם האזרחית.
So now it's your civic duty, according to Naftali Bennett, your civic duty to take an unnecessary, unapproved medical intervention. Do you see how quickly this escalated? Right? It's your job. You have to now as a good citizen. Take the thing that hasn't been safety tested properly, right? Which we'll show you again in a minute, right on the FDA document where it says very clearly that this has not been tested properly. I'll show it to you right again. This is on the one that was updated last month. They're going to tell you, you have to take this thing, experimental, unapproved, because it's your civic duty. Guys, this is fundamentally against everything that we think we believe in this country. Everything. I'm not talking about Israel. I'm talking about the United States. But I know that everybody out there understands the basic tenets of human rights, free of international law in that regard. I've shown it to you. I've shown you the UNESCO document. This man does not care about international law. The fact that they just murdered people in Palestine with their unjust bombings of a civilian area show you exactly how much they care about international law.
להתחסן, יממנו בדיקות למי שמסרב להתחסן. בתחום הטיסות, המחוסנים יוכלו לטוס למדינות הנקיות ולחזור.
They'll be able to fly, look at this, to the clean countries. Don't make sure you understand that it's not some kind of translation issue. This is the inherent racist mentality of the Israeli government, right? So which ones aren't the clean countries? Oh, that's right. The ones that like Africa, the Middle East, the ones that aren't who don't have access to your guys' dangerous injection, right? So the clean ones are the ones that have this. You mean like the Western countries, right? That's not a mistake, guys. It bothers me that this kind of stuff is completely flown over by the very media that's bleeding constantly about racism and inequality, but nobody cares about the very people your government works with that you're completely, what's the right word for it? Laying shade for, covering up for, hiding behind. Cowards.
ולחזור, ולאחר קבלת תוצאות בדיקת הקורונה בישראל, הם יהיו פטורים מבידוד. אך לעומתם...
They'll be exempt from quarantine. Right, so the people that have the injection they can still spread the injection that they can still get or the you know they still get sick they can still spread it they can still do all this stuff but somehow this magically removes that danger. Yeah, that doesn't make sense. It shouldn't make sense because they don't think they care if it makes sense.
מי שמסרבים להתחסן ייכנסו לבידוד של שבוע מכל מדינה שיחזרו ממנה. הפעולות הללו יסייעו לבלום את התחלואה. אני פונה מכאן לכל מי שמכיר סרבן חיסון.
Right, so now you're sending people, go get them, right? That person didn't want it, go get them, right? Persuade them. Right. So you're going to get these people who believe that that person's the block between them and their freedom, the block between them and whatever they think they're waiting for. Except that's the government. It's the guy standing right there in front of you. That's the person you should be screaming at. But no, you're going to go beat your neighbor's door down and yell at him about not getting something he has every right to refuse based on the risk, based on the experimental status, based on the fact that it's unapproved, on and on and on. But he's the problem because Naftali Bennett just sicked you on those people. Half the country. All right. These people are dangerous. Not people like us. The people that are right now dividing you based on something that is verifiably not true.
הסבירו לו. שלא יפגע באחרים, תשכנעו אותה, תסבירו
again,
לה.
Again, recognize the terminology. Recognize the terminology. Explain to them that they should not hurt others. You see, this is not an accident. So now your inaction, your choice that's your right in your own home is hurting people. By not doing this thing, you're hurting other people. That is what we told you would happen, guys. I told you this from the beginning. This is what they did. This is what they're using to censor people like me. They're claiming that my objective coverage of peer-reviewed research is somehow hurting people. This is scary, guys. This is why they're knocking off my revenue sources. They are desperate to stop this from happening. And it's just one step away from censoring the last Twitter account, censoring, pulling my bank accounts, coming after me personally, guys. This is what is happening. I'm not trying to fearmonger. We were watching this happen. And we're going to keep going because this is all encompassing. What needs to happen is we need to stand together as the majority of this country and support other people who are being censored, other people who are being attacked, because it's going to happen.
שלא יפגע באחרים, תשכנעו אותה, תסבירו לה, אל תוותרו.
Do not give up. Right, because they don't just keep going. This is the same sentiment. Go persuade them, don't give up. Right? No is not an option. It's so insulting to our intelligence, they keep pretending like this isn't being forced on everybody. Except you don't get to say no ever. We'll come back every 30 seconds for the rest of your life. Are you ready now? Are you ready now? Are you ready now? Did you get the information? Did you read? Are you looking at misinformation? Here's the new information. That's crazy. This is obsessive. And these people are wildly put. We already showed you. People are asking you, okay, why'd you say no? What information you see that made you think you want to say no, right? I said, get the hell off my front porch. We've already heard from people. They treat you like you're an idiot. They treat you like you don't know what you're talking about. And we're going to show you some clips like that in a second. This is just all over the place. 49 people who are fully vaccinated have died. Died. Not sick and not that bad, but died of COVID in New Jersey. 159 dead, 593 hospitalized, right? Those are hospitalized. That means it was bad enough to go to the hospital in Illinois because of people who were breakthrough cases, meaning they were injected. HPV vaccine side effects says, and then I just saw this reported today as well. They say 80% of the U.S. team was vaccinated. Right. And I agree. Who knows if you can even trust what they're saying, but as always, using their narrative to argue inside their narrative, they're claiming 80% of the team was vaccinated. So it's very revealing when it says the team ends the day with no medals for the first time since 1972. I wonder if the injections were doing something. I wonder if it was slow. It's interesting. It's an interesting crossover to consider like the China military, World Military Games, the same concept to think about that they were. The U.S. military, in the World Military Games, the U.S. government, that almost always net scores all the way at the top that year, that we're considering whether or not they brought something over from Fort Detrick, which is the argument. It's weird how they didn't really finish high at all. And for the first time I've ever seen, they weren't doing any social media. They weren't sharing what was happening. Apparently, there's reports of plenty of people on the team being sick. But it's no coincidence there, right? And they did bad. And now here we are again. Just interesting crossover. But the point is, it seems to be a correlation there, and it's pretty much across the board anywhere you look. Now, here's a quick aside, and you'll see why it comes back to the same point. The NFL just informed clubs that if a game cannot be rescheduled during the 18-week season in 2021 due to a COVID outbreak, or so they're told, based on PCR tests with a wildly high false positive rate when used in this context, among unvaccinated players. See the interesting part there. Only if it's an outbreak among unvaccinated players. If it's an outbreak among vaccinated players, well, we're going to pretend like that's not happening. The team with the outbreak will forfeit and be credited with a loss for playoff seeding, per their sources. That is unbelievable. As I said, it was already ruined by politics long ago. I haven't watched these any sports for that matter for a pretty damn long time, but this marks the official end of the NFL if they actually force teams to forfeit due to something none of them are at risk from and something outside of their control. That's crazy. This is about forcing compliance at the expense of the game itself. They don't care. But this part is really, this is not an accident as well. Due to a COVID outbreak among unvaccinated players. That's important because it's clearly implied that if an outbreak among vaccinated players is happening, it's not part of the issue. This is so intense. I mean, this is about manipulating people who have everything riding on this. I mean, this is their careers, right? Or just how about people, Americans that care a little bit too much about football or whatever else. This is going to drive them crazy. Now, here's an interesting point. What would stop somebody from using this to cheat? Think about that. I'm not even claiming that's what's going to happen. I'm not even saying that's the NFL doing that. But what if somebody decided to try to do this? I mean, God forbid, what if somebody got somebody sick on purpose? Like, we have to remember how much is riding on this stuff. Entire billion-dollar organizations and their next seasons. This is a huge deal. So are we really going to pretend like somebody wouldn't try to fabricate an outbreak or cause one for the very purpose of saying, hey, let's get that team out of the way? Now, I'm not saying I know that's going to happen, but we know that's a possibility. People are deceptive. They can be anyway, especially when lots and lots and lots of money and power are on the line. So think about that as we go into the next story, because I think this is going to be a very big deal if you're going to literally ride it on whether or not they have a PCR test that says is a problem. John Ram, I believe it's Ram, forced to withdraw. He was forced to withdraw from Memorial Tournament after testing positive for COVID-19, which means he got a PCR test that said he was sick, and they forced him to withdraw. Now, here's the crazy part before we even read into this. This is a situation where, as I understand it, I think it's the PGA, test these people weekly. On top of that, we know that they were tested before this started. Okay, so you're telling me they let these people in, and then in the middle of the tournament, they test them again and go, oh, you're sick now, you're sick. So somehow in the process of you being tested and everybody there being tested and supposedly vaccinated, between the beginning of the tournament and the middle of the tournament, you somehow caught COVID-19 from other vaccinated people, other tested people. Yep. But the point is, they then penalized him for it and said, even though you don't have symptoms, even though you were just getting a PCR test that says you're sick, we are going to remove you from a tournament that you're winning. Now, what if that was a manipulation? What if somebody paid the person giving the test to say, hey, he's sick? I'm just throwing it out there. I honestly don't think that's what's happened, but think about how that could happen. All you need is one dishonest person administering a test and saying, oops, you got sick. Guess you lost. Get out of the way for that guy. Well, John Ram started the Memorial Tournament with a modest three under in the opening round before going 15 under over the next two rounds, including 8 under on moving day to assert himself atop the leaderboard. Ram finished this third round with 9 birdies and 1 bogey. For those who understand golf, I mean, he's killing it. Alas, it was all for naught as the third ranked golfer in the official world golf ranking tested positive for COVID-19 and was forced to withdraw from the tournament with the lead. We wish Ram a speedy recovery from the virus, of course, which, by the way, didn't really cause any problems at all for him. We'll show you in a second. But people were apparently, I understand it. People were saying, look, why can't you just let him play by himself? Why don't you just let him go, let him play, no one around. And then we'll figure it out after the fact. Nope, can't do it because this is not about the game. It's about compliance. It's about showing the world that this is what happens when you get sick. Who cares if the person was vaccinated, which he was. It goes on to say, Ram, according to the data golf, had an 89.4% chance of winning the tournament when he was forced to withdraw. That's crazy. That is absolutely crazy. But here's the next part where he then got forced to withdraw a second time. John Ram withdraws from the Olympics now after another COVID-19 positive test, right? So you see how this is going. So the fact that you can just roll the dice and force people, I mean, this is crazy. He's clearly fine. I mean, maybe he'll end up getting sick, God forbid. But between the Memorial, the tournament, this is on June 5th, guys, and the Olympics, which this is being reported on, this is today. Apparently, he didn't get super sick and die. So clearly the PCR test was either inaccurate or, because by the way, the point is that he didn't get sick at all. Now, it says the field for the Olympic golf competition took another hit Sunday when the International Golf Federation announced that the world number one, John Rahm, had withdrawn from the event after testing positive for COVID-19. The number one, the guy to beat, just got kicked out of the way. Gee, I don't know who would want that to happen. Because of the limited time, I'm not really trying to drive in that point too much. I mean, I am always suspicious of things like that. Again, I'm right in the middle on whether or not this is, it seems most likely this is just the COVID illusion society we live in negatively affecting this person. But I just want you to think about how possible it could be that somebody could use this to their benefit. Because of the limited time for a replacement to comply, get this, with the health protocols, the wildly unnecessary... The Spanish Olympic Committee did not even name a replacement. So now the entire Spanish Olympic team is getting hurt by this because of their faulty protocols that clearly are not. They're forcing people to have a... Oh, I forgot one of the main points. This first Memorial Tournament, it cost him almost $2 million because he was clearly going to win. I mean, he could have lost, but it lost his chance, a 90% chance of winning almost $2 million. Who cares though? Oops. Even though, by the way, just jumping to the bottom, he was already vaccinated for COVID-19. So you're already vaccinated for COVID-19. Totally safe, they tell you. And then they test you anyway, which totally makes sense, right? Because it's not like they know you could get sick still. It's not like they just said, that's not possible and you can't. Well, clearly you still can because they're testing you anyway. And then he got sick anyway, because that's totally rare, right? From somebody who was there at the place who was already vaccinated and got a test. But it's totally rare though, right? Vaccinated to vaccinated to vaccinated, which we keep showing you, but totally rare. It's just so ridiculous. So they hurt the Olympic team. Now it says he had not traveled to Tokyo Games. He tested positive for COVID-19 in June and the memorial was forced to withdraw with a 6-stroke lead. A vaccinated individual. It's sad. You know, you read his tweets. He's clearly kind of leaning into it going, oh, we all got to come together to fight this thing together. Clearly because it's probably best for his career. But this is disgusting. Now here is what Jen has to say when somebody asks them about the number. Remember those numbers we showed you before where she goes, oh yeah, I'll follow up in private. We just talked about that where she's like, oh yeah, I'll get those to you off air. It's like, oh, I wonder why you wouldn't want to display them on this massive press briefing where everyone's paying attention to, right? So either she lied and didn't do it or they don't have that data or whatever you want to think. This is them following up and going, don't you want to give us that data that you said you would give us? And here's her, listen to her response.
Most are asymptomatic if they are individuals who are vaccinated who get the virus.
Fake news. Not true. That's simply not true. And I've just shown you 1,000 examples here of they're not all the same symptomatic. All of the Israeli data shows you the exact opposite. They're clearly being hospitalized. I mean, look, this one right here, 593 hospitalized. Like, this is a lie. She is straight up giving you medical misinformation, but we always see that. Nothing new here.
We are in a different place in terms of the impact of individuals who may have, as you said, breakthrough cases.
Why not just provide the number? Are you trying to hide something?
Why not just provide the number? Right? I mean, this is basic, basic, basic. How many people are we talking about? That's all she wants. Are you, and rightly so, are you trying to hide something? Like, why wouldn't you just give us the information that's basically and monumentally important to everybody in this situation?
May have, as you said, breakthrough cases.
Just provide the number. Are you trying to hide something?
No, but why do you need to have that information?
Really? This is the White House press briefing. And I ask a point blank question about the numbers of the most important thing of people's minds right now. Oh, why do you need that number? Why? What do you need for? What are you trying to do? Spread fake news? Are you trying to spread medical misinformation? like what is going on? That is outrageous. This is how they are. Just the other day, I'm not going to show it to you in a minute, where she tells them what to be thinking about. You should be thinking about this thing instead of what you just asked me, you stupid idiot, right? Like, this is not how this used to go, right? Like, they used to pretend like they were trying to inform you, but they would sidestep everything. Now Jen is just going like, you shut up. That's the wrong question. Here's what you have to know. Good times. It's all about the truth and transparency, though. She swore when they first got in. Now, here is the 7-day average of the newly reported deaths per million in Sweden. 0. Well, that's interesting. Despite 9% mask compliance, right? That doesn't make sense. If their mask compliance is 9%, they should all be dying according to the mainstream media. Even though the scientific research we continue to show you right out of the most recent ones from the highest outlets that they want you to listen to are telling you that it doesn't work, but they keep screaming that you're a conspiracy theorist because that's the clown world we're in right now. 0. 0. 9% compliance. You know what that shows you? That they're lying to you. So yeah, anyone saying that masks and lockdowns are required to get zero COVID deaths are absolutely no idea what they're talking about. Right? That's the main point, because they're not locked down. And the idea is that they keep screaming, we want to get to zero. Well, guess who has zero? Sweden, the place that didn't do what they were told to do. And that's why the media will never tell you that. That's the most embarrassing case for them, and they will not point to it because they're dishonest. They're not trying to inform you. This brings us to a really important study, always doing a great job on this topic, and so far this entire thing, Swiss Policy Research. COVID vaccines, the good, the bad, the ugly. And this, of course, because they're an honest outlet, it would appear, focusing on the Israeli data that none of the mainstream media really want you to see. The July 23rd, the latest data from Israel and the UK on COVID vaccine efficacy or effectiveness. The latest data, some of this you've heard from me already, the latest data from Israel, which has used primarily the Pfizer mRNA injection, indicates that vaccine effectiveness against Delta coronavirus infection has dropped to about from 95 to about 40%. It was 39. We just told you this, right? So it's just obscenely stupid that they're trying to pretend like that's not true right now in the White House. Importantly, in people who got vaccinated already in January 2021, primarily the elderly, protection against infection and even mild disease may already have dropped to near 0%. See the chart above. All this is in here for you to look at for yourself, guys. All of this is information coming directly from one of the largest, if not the largest ally, you know, the human rights violating, completely, you know, civilian killing ally, telling you with their information that people the most at risk, the people they're telling you are the most at risk, their protection against infection, which is all this should be about, transmission, and mild disease, even mild disease, may have dropped to zero. Zero. And yet, so right now we're, and they're already kind of walking it back. Like, you know, I think he just said it in his talk as well, that we're going like, well, it's not as good for the over 60s, but the young, it's totally good for the young. Oh, you mean people that have a 0% chance of getting sick from this? Why would we give it to them? Oh, that's right. Because their ability to asymptomatically spread this to people that are more risk is worth giving them the dangers this thing gives, right? So we're using children as a barrier to older people because that's what we're supposed to do, right? Use them as a protective barrier against our cowardly selves. Yes. No, we're supposed to protect the weak, protect the vulnerable. Today, they're going, quick, give those children shots so we can be safe. That's disgusting. This just blows my mind. Now, it goes on to say, a substantially higher estimate by Public Health England, recently published in the New England Journal of Medicine, was based on outdated data from early June. Interestingly, the British government hasn't updated its data on AstraZeneca on the effectiveness of the injection. Since June 13th. I wonder where that would be, right? AstraZeneca, the one that is clearly causing, I mean, the truth is that Pfizer and Moderna, the mRNA injections are the ones causing the, whether we're talking about myocarditis or blood clots, it is obviously the mRNA ones that are the most damaging. And the data shows you that. The Bayer's data, they're continuing to ignore. But the one they're willing to admit, in my opinion, because they want you to lean into the mRNAs, is the AstraZeneca one. So the one we know for clear, obviously, the one that we were censored for pointing out before they were allowed to talk about it. Well, that totally makes sense, right? Is the AstraZeneca. And what they're telling you is they haven't updated it, and they pointed to old data to make their claim about why it's okay. Why would that be? Let's take a look. Here's an interesting thing. NHS framework agreement for what? An oral anticoagulant. Why would that be necessary? NHS framework agreement for the supply of direct oral anticoagulants for the NHS in England, also known as novel oral anticoagulant. Okay, so what is that exactly? The contract starts November 2021. So they're aiming for the future. So I wonder why they need anticoagulants to be shot in people's mouths all the way until March 2024, right? Does that make sense? Well, let's find out what these actually do. Just real quick, what does it say? Pharmacy Times. Okay, anticoagulants are used frequently to treat and prevent thromboembolism. Now, where have we heard thromboembolism before? Where have we heard thrombocytopenia and thrombosis and all these things? Oh, that's right, from the AstraZeneca injection or from all the injections being given. You mean the one that the UK is currently using and the one that they just dragged their feet on, actually used old data to make it look like it wasn't as dangerous? So why would they be ordering anticoagulants for people? Because they know it's causing a problem. Why would you need a massive order of anticoagulant oral injection or oral, what are they calling them? Oral, I guess, direct oral anticoagulants for the country if we weren't having a huge problem with thromboembolism? For crying out loud, guys, this is ridiculous. And they keep doing this. They keep hiding the information as they order things to cover the problem they pretend is not really happening. In rare cases, but we just ordered a huge order of anticoagulants for people that aren't happening. It's just sickening how obvious this is. Here's one that's right now happening. I was a COVID super spreader and the guilt is killing me. Must have been unvaccinated, right? Based on the narrative, how an Australian socialite gave the Delta strain to 60 people in a single weekend. Oh, that's right. Despite being fully vaccinated. Oh, and the 60 people that got it were fully vaccinated. Yeah, because that totally makes sense with the narrative, doesn't it? Who cares about the facts, though? Let's keep going. It says the Israeli data shown above indicates that effectiveness against infection and mild symptoms decreases rapidly over time and reaches near zero levels after about half a year. Understand, this is full data. This is not just from the Delta variant. This is from the beginning to now. All the sources in here for you. Look at it for yourself. And what they're telling you is the effectiveness. This is, by the way, what they're selling you. This is why the booster shot's becoming a conversation. Their data indicates the effectiveness of the injection rapidly decreases over time and reaches near zero in about 6 months. Oh, weird. You mean exactly when they're telling you you need a booster? Because they know that, because they've already told you that, and we've already reported that, but it was called fake news and we were censored. And here it is coming out, just like everything else we've told you. Most likely, this is because COVID vaccines do not achieve mucosal immunity, in contrast to natural infection. And serum antibody levels decrease within months. That's in your blood, right? So this is basically versus mucosal immunity versus sterilization immunity or sterilizing immunity, which basically means what natural interaction actually causes, which is why we've always known that natural is better. The vaccines have always been striving to meet what the natural infection does. So, you know, within what we've been told, right? So what it's telling you very clearly is that this doesn't work. This doesn't last, doesn't work, and it's going to be for the rest of your life getting boosters. Now, the crazy part is what they talk about down here, where they're saying the boosters are probably going to cause even more problems because of the doing them one after another. Now, it says, thus, the false promise of very high protection against symptomatic infection found during official vaccine trials, guess what, was simply based on very high short-term serum antibody levels mimicking mucosal immunity. Oh, you mean they gamed the information so they could make it look like it was more? Yes, exactly like we told you, exactly like Forbes told you right in the beginning. That was one of the only honest ones I saw about that. They came out right when the trial data came out, long before the injections were being given. It was when they were doing the trials and they gave you the data about how it was going to go. And they pointed this. They said, look, they are manipulating it right now. They're aiming for things that don't actually show this protects you. And here we are. As they say right here, the pharmaceutical companies probably even knew that this was just a flash in the pan and not a lasting protective effect. Of course, a very lucrative one. You know, it says vaccine protection, even against severe disease, will likely further decrease due to new variants, or in the worst, very worst case, will turn into antibody-dependent disease enhancement if high levels of non-neutralizing antibodies aggravate the infection. Indeed, this is what happened in the case of vaccines against SARS-1 and dengue fever. Now, again, so for those listening to the podcast, this is Swiss Policy Research. So there's little minor points in here that I mildly disagree with, but the bottom line is what they're telling you is this didn't work before. Just like, excuse me, just like RFK Jr. points out, just like I've said many times, they've tried these kind of injections before, the mRNA style, the same thing, and they hurt people. In fact, in the dengue fever situation, it killed children. Now, the reality is that the reason it was a problem is because they increased the level of lipid nanoparticles, and that increased the extremely bad side effects. Does that sound familiar? So now where are we today? Oh, that's right. The way they tell you they solved the problem was by increasing even more the lipid nanoparticles. It encapsulates the instructions for the spike protein, right? So how did they solve the severe side effects problem? They never got into that. I bet you they never did. I bet you all they figured is, hey, we'll just do a really short thing and we'll pretend it looks good and we have indemnity, so who cares? Right? But they would never do that. It's not like Pfizer has billions of dollars in criminal actions, right? Because I've shown you that 1,000 times. It's not like a criminal would be a criminal, right? But it says there is a very real risk that additional vaccinations, which inject or induce the coronavirus spike protein, could substantially increase the risk of serious cardiovascular, neurological adverse events, such as strokes, Guillain-Barré syndrome, heart muscle inflammation, Exactly the point. They know this because the research is already there. We've shown you the informed consent document, the research that says informed consent is not met, that the risk of antibody-dependent enhancement is significant and specific. And nobody cared. That was December 2020. The point being, they already know it's there. So giving this third shot is almost guaranteed to dramatically increase the problems that this scientific study is showing you are there. Globally, COVID vaccines may already have killed tens of thousands of people. Right? If you actually believe HHS and Harvard about the Bayer system, it's 10 times that number, or specifically 100 times. That's only 1%, according to them. The millions of people who were told that vaccination will protect them against a coronavirus infection will soon have to realize, once again, this is not the case. Instead, most of coronavirus infections will soon have to realize, most of them will get infected anyway. Most of the people who got the injections will get infected anyway, based on the data. But this must be the fake news anti-science outlet, right? Indeed, data from Israel, as well as recent studies, all indicate, all of them, that a previous coronavirus infection continues to offer the best protection against future infections and disease. Now, why would that not be talked about? Why wouldn't they discuss the natural infection? Because it's all about the injection. Vaccination cannot achieve sterile immunity against infection and infectiousness. Thus, the whole idea of vaccine certificates has become obsolete, at least from a medical and epidemiological perspective, which is all that should matter, and should be rejected. The claim that it's just the unvaccinated that are driving the outbreaks, a claim made by many authorities, is simply false. Trust the science, right? This is exactly what we've been proving to you with the shows and being censored for. For instance, it says, just this week, a fully vaccinated Australian, which we just showed you, managed to pre-symptomatically infect about 60 people at a party in the United States. Many similar stories have already been reported in Europe and Israel. Fully vaccinated people can easily transmit the virus, even to large groups. Hence, imposing vaccine certificates or green passes may only serve a political purpose. In many countries, mass vaccination campaigns have themselves, this is interesting, right, triggered large coronavirus outbreaks. The campaigns themselves, bet you're not hearing that on the mainstream media, possibly due to a combination of vaccine-induced temporary immune suppression and infections at large indoor vaccination centers visited by thousands of people. Right, suppression, immune suppression. Isn't that the opposite of what it's supposed to do? Well, maybe we should play this again, just in case you missed this news coverage on the mainstream media.
Your COVID-19 vaccine, you're going to want to listen to this. The Red Cross says anyone who has received their COVID-19 vaccine cannot donate convalescent plasma to help other COVID-19 patients in hospitals. That plasma is made up of antibodies from people who have recovered from the virus, but the vaccine wipes out those antibodies, making the convalescent plasma ineffective in treating other COVID-19 patients.
That doesn't fit the narrative, does it? Right. So the injection is actually removing antibodies from unvaccinated blood, blood that had antibodies before. Now, how does that not make sense? And this is what's happening in your body. It's just, it could not be more obvious. But regardless, what they're telling you is that this, whatever the reasoning is, there's a lot of, they go into their expert opinions, but beside the possibilities, mass vaccination campaigns have directly led to large outbreaks. There's no way that makes sense. It says the vaccine-induced temporary immune suppression may also explain the frequently observed post-vaccination appearance of shingles, herpes zoster, which is showing up everywhere. This is about in regard to children. It says the vaccination of children and even of a young, low-risk adults becomes increasingly difficult to justify, especially given the very real vaccine-associated cardiovascular risks to them, still being pushed anyway. Now, it has all sorts of source material, graphs, and data. I highly recommend you read this for yourself. There's far more information in there. But this is what they are ignoring. If it doesn't meet the narrative, it's automatically fake news. That's not science. That's narrative. And this is exactly the point. Here's Politico. Author is Joanne Keenan. It's just kept getting worse. As I was reading through this, it just kept getting worse and worse and more ridiculous. Where you're saying things that any normal person would be like, what? That's crazy. And you're going, but it's okay because that means the vaccine's working. It's like you could smell the desperation in this article about trying to argue why this terrible experience was totally normal, except all it shows is our medical system's the problem. Well, yeah, that does show that, but it shows you a lot more than that too. Now let's read through this. what my COVID-19 vaccine saga taught me about the U.S. healthcare system. This is just crazy. It says, for most, the way this starts, and this is what I always laugh about. I laugh about this because this is the way they start everything, right? Because this is what shows you that they're trying to drive at a narrative, right? If you just wanted to introduce the facts, you wouldn't start off by setting the table with the way you want them to think. That's not what journalism is. That's narrative. That's social engineering. That's propaganda. Starts off by saying, for most people, well, it's obviously an assumption because I don't know how you would know most people think a certain way. It says that first coronavirus shot brings a profound sense of relief, a deep exhalation of a year's worth of anxiety and isolation. I don't know anybody that feels like that, except if people screaming that on Twitter. I've not met one person that's been like, whew, I got that injection. It caused all these terrible things and I feel great and fine and safe now. It's like, maybe I'm not there. Maybe I'm not seeing it. Regardless, half the country hasn't even been injected. So how in the world can you pretend most people feel that way? You see, this is them with an their objective is clear right out of the gate. It says, for me, that blessed relief was short-lived. I had a rare allergic reaction to my first Pfizer shot. I remain locked in my own private pandemic. And they go, before we go any further, though, this is not a story about how dangerous vaccines are. Now, why would you say that? Because they know, she knows that her rabid audience is going to be like, wait a minute, is she about to say they're dangerous? Oh my God, she's an anti-vaxxer. Never reading her again. Despite the fact they probably followed her aggressively right up until now. And the moment that she says something without even reading into whether it's true, they go, wait, she's challenging it. You're crazy. They know that. They know they've got their rabid audience that's not about facts and about narrative. And they have to go, wait, before you run away. It's not about dangerous stuff. Let me show you why. Let me prove to you why I'm going to bend over backwards and equivocate left and right to make sure these dangerous things end up showing you what I want you to see. It's just kind of funny to me. Now, before we go forward, the allergic reaction. Hopefully some of you in the audience just right away. Oh, so hopefully, is it actually playing on Odyssey? That would be great. Nope, it's not. Somebody's saying they're on Odyssey. I don't know how that's working. Anyway. I just happened to see that in the chat. That's too bad. Anyway, continuing forward. The allergic reaction is I'm hoping something that stood out for people, because I have talked about this relentlessly, and there's a lot of these that people are just not paying attention to. So before we go forward, I want you to see what these documents actually say. This is the FDA document. Now, by the way, this first one is on Pfizer, but I'll show you again in a second. They're all the same. Every one of these, with the exception of the different technology, which people apparently don't even know about in the mainstream circles, between, you know, DNA and mRNA, they're the same exact discussion. It's the same thing coming from the FDA telling you the same things, that there's no FDA-approved vaccines across the board and on and on and on. But the point is to see that this is as of June 25th, right? This is a month old. It's the most recent update. And here's what it says. Who should not get the Pfizer vaccine? If you've had a severe allergic reaction after a previous dose, had a severe allergic reaction to any ingredient of the vaccine. Okay, well, that's not very specific, but what it's saying is if you had an allergic reaction, you shouldn't get the dose. Okay, that seems pretty like a smart idea, right? Here's what this one says. Contraindications. Do not administer this injection to individuals with a known history of severe allergic reaction, e.g. anaphylaxis. Okay. That seems pretty clear. And again, it does say this in pretty much all of them. And oh, this is the other point, just to realize that more than 50 million Americans apparently have experienced these types of allergies, right? Having allergic reactions. So the bottom line is if you're capable of having something like this, 50 million Americans, they're telling you shouldn't do this. Okay, so we've got 160 plus of people that have natural infections, so they're told. You've got another 50 million people that are told they shouldn't even be taking this thing, but somehow it's being forced on them anyway, because that totally adds up, right? Then it says, oh, I'll come back to this actually, because this one first was just saying there's no information on the use of this injection with other vaccines. There's a lot of different ways they're saying similar things, that you shouldn't be taking this in conjunction with other stuff. Well, that actually leads to the second point, but I'll come back to that. This was, yeah, okay. Well, so this was the Johnson & Johnson. Yeah, I'll come back to that after we read through this. Now, but just remember, they're all telling you that if you have allergic reactions that you shouldn't be doing this. If you know you've got allergies before, you shouldn't take this in general. And if you have one during the process, you shouldn't take it after that. But she says she had a rare allergic reaction. Rare, right? Okay. So it says, the real shocker was how hard it was for me to switch to a different vaccine. Okay. One that wouldn't send me into anaphylactic shock or something equally scary. I finally got fully vaccinated right before Memorial Day. So you can see where this is going. So we switched and combined injections, even though they literally tell you that that's totally unacceptable. Yeah, we'll get to that. Well, we might as well just show it if I remember where it is. Okay. This is right now, right? This is today. This is the most recent update on the COVID-19 on CDC website. You can see right here as this has July 16th. Okay. What does it say about what she just claimed she did? Any currently FDA authorized COVID-19 vaccine can be used when indicated. It does not state a product preference. However, COVID-19 vaccines are not highlighted, not interchangeable. The safety and efficacy of a mixed product series have not been evaluated. Both doses of the series should be completed. Okay. I mean, it's on every single one of them. They are not interchangeable. COVID-19 injections are not interchangeable. That's the CDC website. Okay. Yet she's going to tell you her story about how they double checked all the facts and this is the safe thing to do. It just couldn't get more stupid than this because these are the very people that some of these blind Americans are blindly trusting. Well, Politico said it was safe, so I'm going to go do this. It says it's also a story about how the CDC and the American health system more broadly is not set up in a crisis to deal with the non-cookie cutter patients, including immune compromised people with far more serious health issues than mine. So there's two things there. One, the non-cookie cutter patients are most of Americans, and immune compromised are millions of Americans. We've already gone over this. Add immune compromised with allergic reactions, with natural immunity, and that's most of the country. So the crazy reality is they're telling you that there's a lot. They're pretending like it's a small little portion of people. They don't. That's not the truth. They are jamming everybody into this. You all have to take this vaccine narrative, even though most people shouldn't be taking this. And what they're telling you is that most people, and just wait until you hear what she went through, are in far more danger. As she says, far more serious health issues. So just think about that as we go through this ridiculous story about what she went through and realize that she's telling you the people that I'm talking about have way more serious health issues. Okay. That doesn't make a lot of sense. And you'll see why. After my allergic reaction, she says, I submitted information and updates to the CDC DSafe, an app for reporting vaccine side effects, which says it reached out to some patients in need. So remember, she reached out and said, I had a problem. You'll find quite quickly that nobody got back to her. Continuing to bolster my point about how they are not investigating any of this stuff, even when a political journalist reaches out. But they of course, follow up with her personally after the story becomes a story. You see how this works. They are not investigating the problems. They're dismissing them as fake news and just wait until this next. Here's what she says about it. She makes, I'll just read it. Watch. It says, I also use the vaccine adverse reporting system or vaccine event reverse reporting. Excuse me. The vaccine adverse event reporting system. VAERS. And it says run jointly by the CDC and FDA and Pfizer's portal. As health journalists, I know the lingo. The phrases that should trigger a response, allergy anaphylaxis, right? What she just went through, despite the fact that she told them she had an allergy and they gave it to her anyway, and the CDC document and everything else, the FDA says that shouldn't have happened. That's a crime, but who cares though, right? Because it errs on the side of vaccine good, so who cares about that? Racing pulse even while doing yoga. It says, I was in search of some science-specific guidance after my reaction. Should I get a second dose? Switch to a different vaccine. So this is a health writer that apparently doesn't know that that's completely unacceptable. And the CDC says you shouldn't do that. And all the science says that doesn't make any sense. A health writer for the mainstream media. Just let that sink in. But other than routine submission received emails, neither I nor my primary care physician ever heard a peep from VAERS. Oh, and you know how she qualifies that? Well, it is being spammed by anti-vax submissions. But they also didn't receive a comment from Pfizer or VSafe. Okay, so that one over there is getting spammed with all these anti-vaxxers, but none of them got back to us. All of the ones that are saying, we're investigating everything completely to prove that we're safe, none of them got back to her. Exactly what I keep telling you. They are not looking into this stuff. People are dying, and they just go, fake news, because it's probably anti-vaxxers. Exactly what she said. It's being spammed by anti-vax submissions. She doesn't know that. No one's chat. Well, she just told you that nobody's looking into them. So how would you possibly know that it's all? This is the assumption from the beginning, which I told you. It's a broad whitewash assumption where they're going, well, they must be anti-vaxxers because we know it's safe. That is not scientific. That's not even objective. That is straight up propaganda. It's not spam. If it was spam by anything, it's going to be spam by people that are needing the help of people that don't help them. The bottom line is there's no way that anybody could know because nobody's looking into them. But here she is, happy to tell you that they're all a bunch of anti-vaxxers. It just makes you sick. How about that woman that just pleaded with Congress to say, why aren't you helping my daughter? How about the one that was interviewed with, I keep hitting this thing. How about people who, the one who interviewed RFK with RFK Jr. that said, her son died months ago. They reached out to CDC. No one ever got back to them. Is that an anti-vaxxer? That's sickening to me. But it goes on to say, even after I finally had a safety plan, I would switch to the Johnson & Johnson shot and receive it in spitting distance of a hospital emergency department. Health systems in Washington, D.C. and Maryland impose one barrier after another. So now you're at a point where you're going, I'm going to switch to a different injection because this one's dangerous for me, but it's only because of me and I'm the weird one, nobody else. And I need an emergency room while I take the next one because that totally makes this look like it's not dangerous. But it's only because you had an allergy. Right. So you have a normal allergy, which millions of people have, and that's only because of this very fringe rare thing that's happening to you, like millions of other people are dealing with, and that you are completely concerned that you're in real medical danger. This just gets better. A vaccine tech manning a phone line told me I had to take whatever shot their computer assigned me. Right. So we're supposed to like add these things up and get the right one or however this works. And the person just like, no, just sit down. We'll give you what you get. Take a number. We'll give you what you get because all vaccines are good. Vaccine tech, right? At the Walgreens or wherever they are. Exactly. It's so completely unaccountable and off the map because it's just about vaccine good at all costs. Now it says, here's where we get into what happened. I got my first Pfizer shot at approximately 3 p.m. on Thursday, March 25th in a supermarket pharmacy. Because that makes sense, right? Because I'm sure the supermarket had all the equipment necessary for the things that she inevitably dealt with. Nope. Which means that's another crime, according to the FDA document, the mandatory requirements for what they need to have to administer these shots, which is all the appropriate equipment for any possible side effect, which they list on the document. I mean, and they don't care. Do you think the Waffle House has these? How about the guys going door to door in North Carolina? Do they have all that stuff? Of course they don't. Why does nobody care about this? Either the rules matter or they don't. You don't get to apply them subjectively to people that don't get the injection, but that's what they're doing. But it says, not far from Washington, D.C., the vaccination site was not well run nor properly socially distanced, which I could care less about because I don't think that's necessary. But the point here is that these are the people telling you you're in danger, and they're not even doing the things that they're telling everybody else to do. Why? Well, because we're vaccine people, so we're all safe. This is the medical misinformation that's actually guiding people in the wrong way. So this is even if you believe that people need to be socially distanced. The people given the injections aren't caring. What does that show you? It says, I may even report them. It says, among other things, when I told them I needed to be observed for more than 15 minutes, right? So because they'll tell, just sit down 15 minutes, you're fine. And she says, I'm allergic to bees, among other things. Totally normal, right? Totally normal. So all the other people allergic to bees, like this is, she's making this out to be some kind of fringe, weird experience, which there are millions and millions of people dealing with this, which is exactly what Bayer's is showing you. And yet she says all the bunch of anti-vaxxers, as she literally walked through what happened. She tells them she's allergic to bees and many other things. And she says, I had one terrifying side effect of a tetanus shot years ago. The pharmacy tech looked befuddled. He simply goes, okay, you can stay as long as you want, but you don't have to. Think about how incredibly stupid that is. So we're literally in a position where the actual information says that you should not do this. Oh, and remember, I'll come back to it because we're talking about the Johnson & Johnson. Right now she's on Pfizer. So it says, do not administer Pfizer to individuals with known history of severe allergic reactions, e.g. anaphylaxis. Okay. This is the document we're talking about. This is the current document as of June 25th from the FDA and the government. Right. So she tells them, I have a bee allergy, among other things. I had anaphylactic shock after a shot before. And he goes, yeah, whatever. You can stay if you want. Just go ahead and take it. And we are the crazy ones. Right. This is some guy at Walgreens going, yeah, whatever. Just take the shot. Don't you? I've got lots of stuff going on, lady. Clearly concerned about her health issues. Nor did they give me information about the CDC's V-safe, which is also a violation of their documents. It says unbelievably clear that everyone, I mean, I've shown you all these in the past, that every single person must be told that this is where they go if they have a problem. It says it in every single one of these, and yet didn't give them that information because they're following all the rules, right? It says, which everyone who gets a coronavirus shot is encouraged, not encouraged. They're told that I guess that's not bad. Everyone who gets the shot is encouraged to use it so the public health agency can learn more about the side effects, except they're ignoring all the side effects and reactions that are being reported, just like you just did. Two paragraphs ago, you said it was all a bunch of anti-vaxxers, and now you're arguing that they're being told to report what's happening. So when they report what happens, you call them anti-vaxxers. Totally adds up. It says, given my own idiosyncratic allergy history, she decided to wait at the pharmacy for a full hour. An hour, mind you, she waited at the pharmacy. Millions of people with insect or food allergies have taken the coronavirus shot safely, she says, including her sister, she says. Talk to your doctor about it, she says. Who cares that it doesn't actually say that you're allowed to do that, right? Who cares? My sister did it. They did it. The government does it. The Walgreens and Waffle House are handing them out like candy. Just go do it. Who cares about the facts? Do you not read? This is a health writer. For crying out loud, guys, this is a person whose entire job is to know this stuff, to know that it says you cannot take the Pfizer shot if you have anaphylactic history or severe. This is what she just told them. This is so infuriating that I'm the one being removed from this stuff while I'm like the only one fighting for you guys. I mean, I shouldn't say there's plenty of independent media out there, but when we are the only ones fighting for you, just talk to your doctor if you've got concerns. God, that's disgusting. It says the first symptom, an intense headache, began immediately. Immediately. She gets the shot and instantaneously has an intense headache. That's not okay. Guys, that is crazy. If you got the flu shot and immediately had a crushing headache, you would have been like, whoa, what's wrong? Something happens, guys. I don't feel right. We all know that. Now suddenly it's normal for all these terrible, debilitating problems to happen right after you get your shot. I wonder why they don't want you to stick around for more than 15 minutes. It says, before I even got back to her seat. So she hasn't even sat down yet, and she's already having an intense headache. And she goes, but that's known as a side effect. No, that's known as an effect. Effect, not a side effect. That's known as an effect of the injection because it's happening to everybody. It says, though mine came on awfully fast, like everybody else. But it says, as I drove, okay, great. So an hour later, right? So an hour after she was done, because she waited a full hour, even though the pharmacy guy's like, we don't care, just do what you want. Full hour. As she drove an hour later on the road, she began feeling numbness in her lips. Because that's also totally normal. And of course it spread, which is also totally normal. Symmetrically from the center. It all sounds completely normal, not like a neurological problem at all. Then the tip of my tongue began growing numb. Yeah, totally safe and normal. These are just normal vaccine side effects that happen hours after the fact when you're driving home. Totally safe. I felt some swelling in my mouth, but it was minor. Then it's all good then. I could breathe though, so no problem. That's all good. Vaccine's great. That slow ramp up is not typical of an allergic response, but it is precisely what happened the last time I was stung by an itsy bitsy baby bee. Hiding in a bushel of plums that landed me in the yard. Just God, I just can't. This is so tough. I don't understand how this person herself is not realizing that you are hurting people. You are putting people in danger by normalizing this entirely alarming experience. It says, while I was, by the way, just so we're clear, all of this has happened to people who don't have allergic reactions, who don't have a history of allergies. So just think about that. So it's happening exactly the same way. I've talked to people who have that. On top of that, they're going, you shouldn't take it if you have this problem. And it's like, everybody's doing it. My sister did it. We're all good. And here's what I went through. Totally safe. It says, while I was carrying an EpiPen, I'm less diligent. Well, while I always carried EpiPen, I was less diligent about maintaining my Benadryl supply out of bee season. Luckily, I had one bedraggled dose behind my deep in my bag. So lucky for her, she had something buried in her purse, right? Let's assume that everybody who is told everything's okay, told they don't worry about the allergies, told they don't have to wait 15 minutes. Let's hope that all of them have a bedraggled dose buried in their bag that saved their life. Let's hope that works out for everybody. It's just I took it and taught my colleague EpiPen 101 just in case. Okay, so she goes and sits down with somebody and goes, here's my EpiPen in case I pass out and die. But this is all safe vaccine stuff. It's just how it's supposed to go. I sat there, the symptoms neither subsiding nor spreading. Hours afterward, I asked my husband to come get me. I'd retrieve my car another day. So you were unable to drive home. Good thing you weren't driving when this happened and killed somebody when this happened because you passed out when this happened. Totally not something to concern yourself about. Vaccine's good. They're all side effects and meant to happen because it means it's working, right? I don't even understand how somebody can be so childish and so naive enough to take that at face value. This person's writing about what they did. And they're still arguing. I mean, I keep adding it, but just wait. This is where she goes to. That it's all good because this is what's supposed to happen. She says, on an urgent telemedicine consult, a nurse practitioner with ER experience talked me through what medicines I needed to take over the coming hours. Okay, so now she's gone through all these problems, has somebody waiting on guard with her EpiPen, has her tongue swollen, her face swollen, can't even drive home. And now she's on the phone with an ER technician going, telling her, okay, here's what you need to take over the next couple of hours to make sure that it's all good, though. This is normal experience. She weighed sending me, but I should, to be clear, she's arguing this is not a normal experience, but the point is it is, as we've seen clearly, especially since she's taking this, me told it's okay, even though she has allergic reactions and the document says that's not okay. But it says she weighed sending her to the ER, which, by the way, should have happened instantaneously. This whole time when you're numb and you can't see, you can't drive home, you should have been immediate hospital. But they go, well, you know, they remotely squint at your mouth on an open computer screen. And they said, well, you live close to a hospital. Just go ahead and stay home. That is a nurse practitioner who's more ginned up on the virtues of the injection, or rather the concern about saying it could cause something bad that hurts her career, to say, just go ahead and stay home with all of these crazy debilitating problems that could risk your life. Do you realize that if somebody has an anaphylactic shock experience anywhere else in the world, they get sent to the hospital? Anywhere. A restaurant. Anywhere. It's a hospital trip. Except after the injection, though, because it's totally normal. It says, we set an alarm to wake us every hour. It was a long and somewhat scary night. But that's totally safe and protects good vaccine good, right? Every hour. Just in case I die overnight, but we're safe. She also told me to load up on Benadryl before my second shot. So she's already going, go get the other one, though. This one that almost killed you. Just get this second one, though. Get ready for that one. It says, and to try to get it in a medical setting, not a retail pharmacy. Good God. So we're realizing that that's a very unsafe thing to do because it almost just took your life. But we'll let everybody else keep doing that. But this time, go get your second shot in a doctor, in a medical setting, because this is dangerous. Like, there's no other implication to take away from that. It's dangerous. That's why we want you in a medical setting. As this person argues that this is totally normal. It says, but I had doubts about whether I should take another dose of Pfizer at all. So did the next five doctors I consulted, plus two vaccine scientists I know socially at FDA and Cornell. So they're telling you shouldn't take the next one. But yet somehow you think I should take another one. This is the kind of warped logic we're seeing today. Would it kill me? Highly unlikely, she says, because that makes sense, right? I don't know why you would think that. As, oh, here's why. According to the latest CDC data, get this, guys, no one has had a fatal allergic response to the mRNA shots. That's 100% false. There are so many reports of people having fatal allergic specifically reactions after this. Whether a day later, how this is obvious, and they're hiding information from you. Not only that, we've seen deaths immediate after the injections. We've seen people with all sorts of things happen that were fatal. But highly unlikely, though, because this health writer blindly trusts the person she's supposed to hold accountable. Good job, journalist. It took several weeks and a blur of appointments, including one with an allergist who gave me misinformation. So now we're weeks later, all these appointments and doctors and surgery, but this is all normal vaccine stuff, guys, included one with an allergist who gave her misinformation, she says, including about preservatives and vaccines. Oh, no. And another one with who became my guide to devise a plan. Okay, so somebody gave her misinformation about preservatives and vaccines. He must be a dirty anti-vaxxer, right? Well, wait a minute. What's this here on pediatrics? Addressing parents' concerns, do vaccines contain harmful preservatives? What does it say right here in the first sentence of the abstract? Vaccines often contain preservatives, adjuvants, additives, or manufacturing residuals in addition to pathogen-specific immunogens. For example, vaccines may contain preservatives that prevent bacterial fungal contamination, like thimerosal, adjuvants that enhance antigen-specific immune responses, like aluminum salts. Yeah, all good, though, because that's fake news, according to this health writer. Yep. That stupid doctor gave me misinformation about something that I can easily look up and prove based on scientific research, because I'm a good health writer that blindly trusts what I'm told. That's what we're talking about, guys. This is disgusting. These are the people that are being led because they're willing to be led themselves. They're willing to go along to get along because they're more about their career than the facts, or they're just that stupid that they don't know the difference. But this is what we're looking at. It's the same concept as continuing to cultivate a military of people that are willing to do bad things, or a police force that's willing to follow orders instead of think about what's right or wrong. That's what's happening in the scientific community ever since the American Medical Association, the Flexner Report, the Rockefellers and the Carnegies a century ago, where they did exactly what's happening today. They redirected the medical situation into something that benefited them, which was petrochemical drugs. Now they're doing it again in a direction that benefits them in the same way. They're taking some, and you know what they did back then? They went around and they stamped out all the holistic, all the homeopathic medicine groups. What are they doing today? They're going around and getting rid of anybody anywhere that is talking about natural medicine. That happened before this even started. There was a purge on YouTube about that stuff. Take a quick shot on Google and try to look up anything about natural health. Guess what you won't find? There's a reason this is happening. This has been cultivated. This health writer doesn't either know what she's talking about, or she's completely trying to lie to you. Misinformation. How ridiculous. It says, we considered settling for a partial vaccination. One shot would give me decent, though imperfect, protection, except that's not at all what they've ever said. They were adamant about the fact that you needed two no matter what. Now suddenly it's okay. Well, maybe just one, because it kind of works. Not backed up by the science, but it says, but it wouldn't lessen my sense of being trapped. Oh, so it's about your mental state. Exactly like we've been saying, just not emotionally, but practically shut off from any place that requires proof of full vaccination. Okay, so you just want to be part of this. You want to be part of what is acceptable. Right? You want to go, oh, I need to get this so I can be let in the bars and let in the places where they're requiring that. It says, we talked about giving me my second Pfizer dose in an emergency room. Totally normal. But doctors thought that was still too risky. Wait a minute. Still too risky in an emergency room. If we could even arrange it. A science writer friend found a medical journal article by... Now, right at this point, realize, do you think anybody anywhere has the resources this person is exhibiting to be talking to medical doctors in the CDC and their friends at the FDA? Nobody has this. Likely you'd be the person that dies from this problem because you didn't have anybody to reach out to, because you didn't know there was a problem, because they didn't tell you there was a problem. But it says a science writer friend found a medical journal by a doctor in upstate New York doing microdosing. Have you heard about this? I hadn't until I read this. Microdosing for allergic people, administering Pfizer, but in small 5 injections. Where in the world is that coming from? That is completely off the map. There is no legal justification for administering 5 Pfizer doses, microdosing people who they literally say should not be getting it at all. This is just criminal, guys. If Star's watching, this should be something we clip up, right? I mean, this is crazy. This one little part. We're talking about them saying microdosing for allergic people in New York, giving it in 5 injections. I challenge you to read. There is nowhere that's acceptable. This is very specific. And of course, again, says you do not give it to people with known allergic reactions. So they're saying we're doing it for specifically people with allergic reactions. That is illegal. But you know, so it's totally okay to administer some off the books in a special place microdosing for people that shouldn't get it anyway. It's some black market Pfizer injections. But we can talk about the reality and we get censored. I told you about a friend of mine who knows a woman who started her own group after being in a hospital, being a nurse, I think, was bringing in Pfizer injections to the bar after hours and coercing people to get them from her purse. This is happening all over the place because these people are so completely just hyped up on the virtues, the gospel of these injections. They don't care about the facts. They don't care about what's right or wrong, because it's right at all costs, because you're killing people by not doing it. Microdosing. I just can't believe that. But it says, particularly if we're going to need boosters, I should get off the Pfizer train. You mean the boosters they're already telling you need because this doesn't work, like we just showed you on the research? 0%? Yeah, exactly. My Politico health teammates prowled the CDC website. Apparently they missed all the research we're talking about on my behalf. I guess this health writer couldn't do it for herself, and found that the agency suggested that people who had a problem with the mRNA vaccines, like Pfizer or Moderna, consider switching to the J&J vaccine after 4 weeks. although there's not a lot of data on that option. This is straight up medical misinformation. She's lying to you. Either she doesn't know she's lying or she doesn't care. If this is saying straight up, they're not interchangeable, not that we don't know for sure. There's not enough data. This is telling you that none, zero, any of the COVID-19 vaccines, you cannot change them over. This is on the CDC website as of July 16th. Okay, so here's the health writer for Politico telling you that CDC website, which is not true, that's why they don't link to it, tells you, go ahead and just switch to the J&J because that's what you should do. Nope. Literally the opposite. So look, this is how it's crazy is. This is what they shouldn't be censored because they have a right to lie to you because that's what free speech is. But these are the people that are misinforming you based on very easily verifiable points. I'm showing you that they're lying to you and I get censored. J&J vaccine instead of the Moderna that CDC says is okay. Fake news. It says, although there's not a lot of data. Nope, there's zero data, which is what it says. Eventually, that's where I ended up. But given that my reaction was unusual and complex, every doctor I spoke to thought I should still get the J&J dose. So, you know, you have doctors telling her, yeah, get the other dose, despite that the information says you can't do that. So are these doctors that uninformed? Do they not care? What is going on right now? This is showing you the breakdown of this entire broken medical system. This has been years and years aiming towards this game point, this end point of creating a system that doesn't care about the facts, but cares about the narrative. So you have these experts, these doctors that don't even know that they're wrong. But it says switching shots midstream, especially when there is restrictions on where you can receive the dose, is immensely difficult, or it's actually illegal, or at the very least, that the CDC says you're not allowed to do it, even if you know a million people in healthcare. It says, at MediStar, I signed up and waited more than a week for a telephone consult. So now we're just weeks and weeks and weeks after this. That's when I was told I have to take whatever shot I was assigned. Even if I showed up in person to explain that I couldn't take Pfizer, I would be deemed a no-show and deleted from the vaccine list. So they're going to force you to take whatever shows up, which just seems ridiculous. But it says, finally, my new allergist tracked down a single J&J dose. What? What is this, a drug dealer? Like, what are you talking about? How in the world would the allergist even have access to one J&J dose? Because these are elitists in circles with people that can do things you're not allowed to do. No one's allowed to have one dose sent to them other than people that are powerful, other than people in government. So this is just somebody with pull, somebody with clout that's going, give me one J&J dose, even though I'm not allowed to take that after the Pfizer dose, even though I'm not allowed to take it with allergies, which again is the other point that I was going to show you next. And then again, just showing you they lie to you and say it's your choice, that nothing will change after that, even though it very clearly will. And that currently there's no approved alternative vaccines, which the point is that there's alternative treatments. But anyway, the point I was going to show you is here's the J&J document. Guess what it says? The same thing. You should not get the Johnson COVID vaccine if you had a severe allergic reaction to any ingredient of the vaccine. Exactly. Well, she's already had the reaction to the same ingredients that were in the other one. Because that, by the way, is what's causing the reaction, guys. That's the point. The lipid nanoparticles, the PEG, the polyethylene glycol, which can potentially cause that with 70% of Americans, as we told you when this first started, as James Lyons Weiler tried to tell you before these ever got coercively injected into people. It is what's causing it. They both have it. So what they're telling you is that this is a problem. Who cares? Get it anyway, because we don't care about the facts as health writers for Politico. They tracked it down, apparently, in the black market. But she couldn't vaccinate a Marylander there. So now she has to cross state lines to get a single dose that she shouldn't be taking in two different ways, tracked down from her allergist. That sounds totally on the up and up. I swallowed more Benadryl than I'm used to. This is just, you see, this is crazy. This is what she's trying to tell you is a normal experience, or at the very least, a weird experience for somebody getting this injection. But it's totally acceptable because this is how it's supposed to go. In the context of her rare experience, I swallowed more Benadryl than I used to. And we had two EpiPens and prescription steroids at the ready, just in case. Doesn't this sound like a person that thus far should be like, maybe I shouldn't keep doing these things. Maybe I should go, wait a minute. This seems like an incredible lot of problems for something that I don't clearly need because I'm not at risk. But none of that matters to her because she's completely taken by the narrative. She kept me for 3 hours, observing me carefully, checking my vitals every half hour. My blood pressure was low at first. And then I felt dizzy, faint at times. Oh, here we go again. Needing to hold onto the wall when I walked, hours afterward. Hours. So I'm sure glad she didn't say, hey, wait 15 minutes and drive home. because then she would have crashed and we would never know that that's what caused it. I guarantee that we can look back on these years and we will see an increase in car accidents. Just my guess. To have multiple reporting systems and zero outreach to either me or my doctors doesn't seem like a good plan. Yeah, because they didn't get back to her, guys. Again, she's reiterating that. Multiple reporting systems and none of them responded to her issues because they're not looking into this. It says, I do know someone who got a call after Moderna mishap, less serious than my own. So that's great. So I don't know why we'd even take that at face value. So I know a guy that got a call. That's good journalism, right? But the point is that nobody's getting these follow-ups, even the Politico journalist. But she knows a guy, though. I'm not taking that at face value. The CDC did not return a request for comment. So now Politico even reaches out and says, hey, what's going on? You didn't respond. No comment. Pfizer says its safety team reviews all adverse events forms submitted through its reporting system with expedient review for those deemed the most serious. What about that lady whose son died? I guess that one doesn't count, though. Or the other guy doesn't count, though. Its system team, safety team responds to reports if they consider it necessary. So I guess none of them are necessary because they haven't responded to anybody that I can talk to. If finding a path forward was this hard for me, a Politico journalist in elitist circles, an experienced health journalist, right? I love that. Good God. Please don't read this lady who lives about halfway between the Department of Health and Human Services and Tony Fauci's lab, who has coworkers who can suss out details on the CCC. So you mean a health researcher journalist can't on her own volition suss out CDC information? Good thing you've got coworkers that could do it for you. I can't imagine what most people do, right? Exactly. If you're a normal person that has this problem, you're not going to get all that. And if knowing that there's millions of people with that same problem, millions, 50 million more with the allergies, 50 million more with immunocompromised, it is all over the place. Many probably just skip the second shot, right? Because it's a problem, which we're already seeing. There's a whole bunch of people they're not fault because they don't want to get the horrific problems they had the first time because it's not normal, guys. Not the desired public health outcome when they're trying to vaccinate our country out of a pandemic. Every unsolved problem allowed to fester undermines a battered public health system. It's just ridiculous how they're framing this. Finally, it says these mRNA vaccines, Pfizer, Moderna, and more in the pipeline, exactly, because they're already making more, as I keep showing you, even though these have yet to be proven. These have yet to be approved, they're still experimental. But we're already making more based on the same technology. Anybody want to explain that? Well, you know the answer. It's because this was the direction before we got here. It doesn't matter whether they're safe. But it says, our wondrous breakthroughs that will likely lead to a new and better vaccine for a whole range of diseases from flu, AIDS, and on. Right. No one, someone didn't give her the talking points, did she? Or did they? Right. So you're just explained why this horrible experience happened and we're not even doing it right and nobody's following the rules. And these things are already being pushed forward. We haven't approved it yet, but we're already talking about flu and AIDS and everything else. Yes, because this was always the plan. It says, I'm not sure I'll be able to take mRNA vaccines in the future, but I'll worry about that later. For now, I'm vaccinated. And given that so little is known about mix and match vaccines, you mean none? The fact that they literally tell you it's not allowed? She started looking for scientists who might want to study the antibodies. Right. So you broke the rules and you're pretending like that's a positive thing. This is the broken nature of the scientific journalism, medical journalism, or if you want to even call it that, and the entire apparatus. They're broken. She'll explain to you why she almost died multiple times and had to go through this crazy process to deal with something that 50 million people in this country are experiencing. And they're trying to force this on everybody. Guys, this is unbelievable. And we are the ones being attacked. 50 million Americans. There's no information on the use of Johnson vaccine with other vaccines. So, this is the other point, by the way, is these are already being given. What did she get? Is she taking birth control? Is she taking a vaccine for birth control? Has she taken one recently? Has she gotten a vaccine for something else she took traveling? Well, who knows? Because none of those things have been studied and it could cause a serious problem. Who cares about that, though? And it says, what are the benefits of Pfizer? I wanted to point this out, by the way. This, again, is as of, dang it, June 25th, same one. I don't want to hear, same document. As of June 25th, it says very clearly, in an ongoing clinical trial, ongoing, the Pfizer BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine has been shown to prevent COVID-19 following through. Okay, the duration of protection against COVID-19 is currently unknown. Yep. Now, finding out it's less than 6 months. That's what the scientific research is showing. But an ongoing clinical trial? Exactly. This is Pfizer and the FDA telling you they're still testing this right now. And that's not a secret. It's only a secret because people don't want to accept the obvious reality that's in their own documentation. You're being studied. That's why Israel was called the world's lab, because it's all Pfizer and they're studying this. That's what's happening. An ongoing clinical trial. And then a last point on the emergency use authorization that we just talked about. The Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine has not undergone the same type of review, as an FDA-approved or cleared product. FDA may issue an emergency use authorization when certain criteria are met, which includes that there are no adequate approved and available alternatives, not alternative vaccines, but alternatives, such as hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, remdesivir, on and on, vitamin D, 100 things that we've shown Oxford is doing a study on ivermectin, but somehow it's not allowed to be talked about. You know why? Because if they were something that was actually helping people in the beginning of the problem that would stop them from being in really any danger at all, which is what the study was showing, then this would no longer be allowed to be emergency authorized. That's what's happening. How much you want to bet if this does get approved, even though it shouldn't, because it's absolutely unrealistic and based on fake information, that the moment that happens, well, then they'll circle back and start using ivermectin and go, look how great everything works now, because they're giving you something that they should have been giving you before. Now, that's not my opinion, because I'm not advocating for any of these big pharma drugs. But this is something that's a valid question that should be asked based on the scientific research. As always, my position on these things are that you should have the choice, whether to take an injection or whether to take one of these other things, ivermectin or whatever else you want to take. It should be your choice. But they're telling you, if it's something, this vaccine has not undergone the same type of review as an FDA-approved cleared product. How can you call it safe and effective if it hasn't been proven safe and effective? That is exactly what they're telling you, and exactly what you, if you will look up the unapproved FDA part, let's see if I can grab it. Nope. See. Well, the FDA, as well as the CDC, you could find a document where it's clearly telling you the definitions. I did a whole show on it. And the fact is that unapproved blatantly says that it has not been proven to be safe. And the point is that they do this, they use the emergency authorization when the argument is that the fact that we don't know the full safety profile is acceptable because the danger we're pointing to is far more intense. So they rationalize. They go, okay, well, it's worth it. And you could even argue that that would make sense if somebody honest was doing this. But that shouldn't be given to the government. And now we're at a point where they're going, look, the danger, when we know the danger's not there based on their data, especially for people under 50, most of the country, and then especially for everybody else who already has natural immunity, which is the half the country, that they're telling you that they have not undergone the same type of review. And they keep screaming safe and effective because they're lying to you. Oh, and by the way, just in case you were curious, COVID-19 AstraZeneca vaccine emergency use fact sheet doesn't exist. So ask yourself why the UK and many other people are still giving this to people. COVID-19 AstraZeneca vaccine fact sheet is not yet ready. I wonder why that would be. So you're giving this to people without the fact sheet even being posted on the website, let alone being in an insert that's blank? This was reviewed last January 21st. What are they hiding, guys? Everything. Everything. That's why they're now buying anticoagulant drugs, because there's a big problem that they don't want you to see. Crazy. Not interchangeable. Now, finally, just to reiterate, here's the New York Post, you know, mainstream media, telling you, but, and this is specifically about UK allows mix and match. We've talked about this in the past. This was in the beginning of 2021. But the new advice has still raised eyebrows in scientific community. And by the way, since then, I've already followed up on this. The research doesn't show any more valid. The research continues to show that this doesn't make sense. There is no actual valid point here. It says, quote, there are no data on this whatsoever. Cornell University vaccine expert John Moore told The Times, adding that the UK officials, quote, seem to have abandoned science completely and are just trying to guess their way out of a mess. This update also stands in contrast to the guidelines established by the CDC. So apparently the New York Post can find the guidelines that say this is not allowed, but the health writer for Politico can't fumble her way through an internet connection. Can't figure out how to find this right on the main page where it says that stuff. Or it doesn't care. But it says, which explicitly states that vaccines are not interchangeable. Yep. exactly like I just showed you. Quote, either of the currently authorized mRNA COVID-19 vaccines can be used when indicated, they say. However, these mRNA COVID-19 vaccines are not interchangeable with each other or with other COVID-19 vaccine products, meaning you cannot say, I got the Pfizer, now I'm going to get Johnson & Johnson because my doctor said so. Well, you and your doctor are morons and you're spreading dangerous medical misinformation. Yep. Exactly what they keep saying, right? That's what this is. Think about how dangerous this kind of document is. This political article. Don't worry if you almost die. Don't worry if you have your tongue swelling up and a splitting headache immediately afterward. Just accept that that's how it feels. It's good. It feels good. It's all positive. You're going to kill people, lady. You are killing people by allowing them to think this is normal. But yet they're telling me I'm killing people by telling them to be concerned. I'm not telling them what to do. Go get the shot if you think it makes you feel better. It should be your choice. What I'm telling you is that forcing this on people based on your false information is obviously dangerous. But here's, as really Graceful says, nothing to see here. Biden warns about conspiracies flourishing in the U.S. The rest of the world's wondering about us. You know why the rest of the world's wondering about you guys and us being the government? You, not us, not the American people. They clearly see that we're pushing back, and that's what you're concerned about. The rest of the world is wondering about you because you're a bunch of sycophant, psychopathic criminals, sociopathic criminals. You are right now murdering people in Yemen. You're allowing Israel to murder people in Gaza and helping them do it. You're right now starving people to death all over the world, in Syria and all over the place. Even places like Cuba and continually in Bolivia. You're continuing to cause these problems. You are acting in ways that are verifiably illegal. And now you're trying to force your own populace into the same situation. We are, as I've been saying, currently under U.S. sanctions. That's what this feels like. We are being coerced. That's why the world's wondering about you, because you guys are obviously the problem. That should not reflect on the American people or this country. The government is the problem. The government are our agents. The government are supposed to be working on our behalf. That's the illusion we're sold, right? They're the living embodiment of their constituencies. Nobody believes that anymore. They don't care what you think. And they're showing you that right now. That's why 4% of the country is still unvaccinated. And yet they're telling you that you're the problem. Doesn't that show you the illusion? I mean, bottom line, guys, if we actually lived in democracy, even if we were all wrong, the point would still be that democracy wins, that the majority wins. That's not the case. I don't care if it was 1% of the people who've been vaccinated. They would still tell you that we were the fringe, because that's the agenda. And finally, after everything we just showed you, take a listen to what this guy has to say. This is fantastic. I don't even know who this is, by the way. It says Marquee 30 Seconds. I don't know if he's a sports player. I'm not sure. I've been watching this stuff forever. But take a listen to what this guy says. After everything we just proved to you, after the scientific research coming from Israel and all over the world showing you how serious this is and how it's not one-sided, this is what the CDC is putting out. A non-expert, a guy in a jean jacket going, hey, you're good. You're safe, man. Take this thing. Sold. Totally sold.
I'm getting vaccinated against COVID-19. Yes, there could be some mild short-term side effects from the vaccine. That's not going to stop me. And I'll tell you why. Some people may have...
What about the health writer we just talked to, who just said she had side effects for weeks? Yeah, but, totally rare.
Pain in their arm where they get the shot, or tiredness, headache, or fever. These are no fun, but they go away for almost everyone in a day or two.
Not true. That is literally not true. Talk to anybody you've talked... The majority of people, even people that are supporting this, are telling you this lasts for a long time, guys. It's not hard to see. Jimmy Dore even admitted it on the show, saying he's been dealing with this for a long time. I mean, shoot, I might as well play it again.
I'm still suffering from the effects of the COVID vaccine. I had the Moderna, and I had my second shot on April 17th. So now it's June, 9th today? So I have stiff neck. My stiff neck is not going away. It's sore. I still have flu-like symptoms. So meaning body aches, joint pains, and tiredness that comes in waves. So when I wake up in the morning, I feel mostly normal. But then in about an hour or two, I start feeling how you feel body aches. I start feeling it in my knees when I go up and down the stairs. My neck, always. When I wake up, my neck is always... And so now I'm working with, by the way, I went to my primary physician. She says, yeah, I'm treating five people who have exactly like you. One of them is a neurologist. One of them is a nurse. And they were afraid to talk about their symptoms because they didn't want to be stigmatized and ostracized, because that's the, That's the culture we're living in now. You can't step out. If I criticize Dr. Fauci, they'll call me a Trumper.
Exactly.
So that's the world we're living in. My cardiologist, when I went in, I told him I was feeling, I wanted to check my heart, make sure I didn't have inflammation in my heart, which I go in tomorrow for the follow-up, find out. And I told him about, you know, I'm being, that this is from the vaccine I've been having. And he just shook his head. He goes, man, I'm seeing lots of bad reactions to this vaccine, everybody. Like that. That's what my cardiologist said. I then have another doctor who's on the forefront of treating people like me who are having side effects from the vaccine. Now, what is this going on? 2 months after. Has not stopped. And he tells me there's thousands and thousands of people like me.
I mean, good God, guys. I mean, for crying out loud. It's just, I mean, it's just so incredible. And this is what we keep trying to tell you is these people are terrified, terrified to speak out because they know what's going to happen. They are going to be exiled, right? They're going to lose their jobs. They're going to be called anti-vaxxers, despite living their entire life administering injections to their family and everybody else. Like, it's just that ridiculous. As I keep saying, right now, if you have someone that's already gotten 2 shots, right? Someone that's gone along with the process, and then they say, here, now you need a second or a third shot. Otherwise, we're going to revoke your passport. And you go, no, I'm good. I'm protected. I feel fine. You're now anti-vaxxer, despite having 2 shots. We've already seen this happen. People are being called anti-vaxxers for not continuing to go along with the program, even if you've already been injected. This is just the dumbest thing I can think about because it shows you the obvious narrative. It's not about facts. It's about narrative. And the worst part of it is they all know that. I believe they know what they're doing is about narrative and they don't even care. They've already bought into what they're doing and they're willing to lie for their truth, as I've been saying long before this started. It's crazy to me.
These are normal signs that your body is building protection.
Nope, that's not true at all, right? What? So Jimmy Dore's doctors are normal signs. Oh God, I'm seeing this everywhere. Right, normal signs. This guy who's being paid to say this by the CDC for no ostensible, no obvious reason. Right. I don't. Who is this guy? Why is he the one? I could promise you he's probably famous. Otherwise, it wouldn't make any sense. And why does it matter that this famous? It's because they're trying to manipulate you by using someone you can connect with. Oh, I like him. He's on my team.
But your body is building protection. It's totally worth it to avoid everyone in a day or two. These are normal signs that your body is building protection. It's totally worth it to avoid the serious problems COVID-19 disease can cause and to help get our lives back.
Oh, you mean the lives back that they're not going to give back because you're going to roll back in? Oh, but because the vaccinated, though, even though that's not actually valid, right? That's what's going to happen. I don't care what you think is going to happen. It's going to flip-flop back and forth, and you people are going to have to do it again. You're going to have to take another shot. You're going to have to. I mean, the only people that are actually living free right now, at least ostensibly, is the people that aren't going along with this. The people that are on lockdown with masks and gloves and shots, those are the people that are going along with it. And you're the ones that are going to find out down the line that this is problematic. You know, the sad part of it is all they have to do is sell you another narrative when it starts happening and you'll believe anything they tell you. Oh, it's another thing. Well, now you need more shots for the thing that, you know, it's just going to keep, if you believe it at face value, you're going to believe anything at face value. Now, by the way, I forgot. I want to see what it says now. I'm surprised they didn't remove it, which is what they usually do. First, they turn the comments off, which is always what happens. So here is what it was. Usually they change it. That's what I love to find. But look at that ratio, guys. 118,000 views. Now it's at 139,000. 2,700 downvotes to 794 upvotes. Like, all they're going to pretend, oh, these are just Republican trolls and bots and Russian bots and whatever. With nothing to prove that. Just like she's going, oh, that's all a bunch of anti-vaxxers on bears. You're a supposed journalist and you're just making a claim like that without anything to verify that? Because you're not a good journalist or you're a liar, either, well, probably both. This is crazy. And it shows you the majority. If 50%+ of this country has yet to get these injections, then that's the majority. If you're watching them respond to their basic delivery of information that we can prove to you is not true. And now you're seeing 3,100 downvotes to under 900. That's the people are not buying this. Stop listening to the mainstream media, whoever you are, whatever side you're on, because you're getting a false narrative. People are not okay with what's happening and they're desperate. That's why they're hiding and manipulating and changing definitions and trying to gaslight and remove people like me from the situation. Pretty crazy. Now, finally, I want to finish up with a point about Jen Psaki and some lies like we've been showing you kind of repeatedly to kind of come full circle. This is from the show I recently did, Only Unvaccinated Dying Fabrication, which is one I recommend you see, which I've kind of continued on from here, showing you as we did today, but even back then, that it's a fabrication, that there's no evidence to support the idea that only unvaccinated are dying. And all the evidence around the world and in the US backs up the fact that it's the other side, the other way around. Now here, come on, catch up. Okay, good. Okay, I want to show you this part because this is from the, this is the episode I was talking about. So he's asking the question we talked about last time where he's saying, you know, do you think, so I forget how he frames it, but talking about the 12 people and whether the government's spying on them, right? Now I want you to take note of what Jen Psaki argues here. And this is the point I was making fun of, like trying to normalize yourself. Like we're not doing anything wrong. We're just pointing at it. Facebook is the one doing it. Right? Who cares about the Atlantic Council and the crossover with the government and Facebook? Who cares, right? Facts don't matter in the clown world of the way the White House is on either side of the two-party illusion has developed. But she's pretending like the government's not involved, that we're not doing anything. And she actually point blank says at the end that it's not on us. But now then I'll show you a video where she states that they are doing that. And I'll let you make sense of that for yourself.
That was quite a loaded and inaccurate question.
The flu, and now we're going into hay fever.
So it's hold on. Went too far. Dang it.
Supposed to.
Dang it. I totally just lost that. There we go.
Government is profiling Americans. There's no way to misunderstand what that means. And she acts like it's totally normal.
Well, whatever. I skipped the question again. But what he says is basically, you know, elaborate, or, you know, what do you think it's okay that the government is spying on 12 people, or do you think Americans have the right to know that the government, and it's obviously a valid question. You are spying on Americans. That's what you're doing. And I'll show you where she admits it in the next briefing, but here's how she acts offended. How dare you suggest we're doing exactly what everyone knows we're doing and have always been doing?
Because we're just another entity. We're just Americans like you.
That's me.
Trying to frame the government in the whole public private part.
It's weird to listen to myself on the show.
Arena. Like they're just another group out there working with you. It's not only problematic, it's dangerous the way they're framing themselves. Listen to what you said.
Which I would refute. Well, Peter, first of all, as you know, we're in a regular touch with a range of media outlets. As we are in regular touch with social media platforms. This is publicly open information, people sharing information online.
Right. Totally cool, right? It's, you know, Jen just perused your profile yesterday and so that's a cool post, right? No. The government, or specifically the Center for Countering Digital Hate that's working on behalf of the government, is cataloging your information, making reports, and giving it to the government who's using those reports to claim that you're dangerous. But yeah, no big deal. We're just perusing the internet. You know, we're just normal people like you. Like, this is so insulting, and it makes my
Okay, so these 12 people who you have on a list, 12 individuals, do they know that somebody at the Surgeon General's office
exactly
is going through their profile?
I'm happy to get you the citation of where that comes from. There's no secret list. I will tell
them. Okay, no secret list, but she's going to go over that list that they have that you don't get to see on the next post. No secret list, though.
He didn't say it was secret, Jen. So don't, you know, this is the point. This is how you're trying. She's trying to make it out to be he's a conspiracy theorist.
Is going through their. Do they know that somebody at the Surgeon General's office is going through their profile?
I'm happy to get you the citation of where that comes from. There's no secret list. I will tell you that these are people who are sharing information on public platforms on Facebook. Information that is traveling is inaccurate.
So you didn't answer the question then. So you didn't answer that these people are made aware that the government is literally cataloging what they're doing. No, she skipped right over that. Gee, I wonder why.
Your biggest concern here, and I frankly think it should be your biggest concern.
So tell him what you're. So you should be doing this. Write this down. Right? Don't ask. Who cares about your dumb question? This is what I want you to report.
Is the number of people who are dying around the country because they're getting misinformation that is leading them to not take a vaccine.
Okay, so let's quantify that. Right? Show me a study that shows exactly how that worked out, which is putting people in danger.
Take a vaccine.
And remember, we're not talking about dying because the deaths are completely bottoming up. This is her. You aren't dying, but because he was trying to stop people from YouTube.
Dang it. I know what I did here. I wasn't trying to. That's right. Hold on a second.
Speaking of misinformation and the announcement from.
Well, it's actually louder over there. I didn't want my comments to be cutting in and out. I wanted to play to the end so you can hear what she's saying.
Using masks because he was worried about there being a shortage in the hospitals. That's what we've said. That's what she's trying to say, because because he was trying to stop people from using masks because he was worried about there being a shortage in the hospitals. That's what we've said. We've talked about this many times. My point has always been that he was telling you the truth then and lied later for whatever reason. So listen to what she says. This is her job is literally to lie just like this.
First, I think what Dr. Fauci has said himself, who's been quite public out there, is that science evolves, information evolves, and we make that available in a public way to the American people.
Science only evolves when they want it, when it works in their favor, right? Otherwise, science is settled. Try to work those two comments together. They've said both. How does that make sense?
Exactly. That's the opposite of what happened. He didn't change his mind because science evolved. And are you literally stupidly arguing that the science around masks evolved in a matter of months? That's what she's trying to say, because that's how you point to some model they did in the middle of the whole thing. That happened after they changed their narrative, though. Right? They don't care about the little nuance, right? They just blunt hammer a narrative at you and say, that's the fact. If you think otherwise, very clearly shows you from the Pfizer document and others that there's obviously there's to see all the information that's out there.
The American people. Exactly. I have never seen any data to suggest that the vaccines cause infertility.
Oh, actually, she didn't say it the right way. She's lying, though. She's never seen any data to suggest it causes infertility. Literally, I'm going to show you next.
That is information that is irresponsible to traveling. Okay.
Perfect.
Ah, come on.
So she's telling you.
In for a lab, that is something this president now admits is a possibility. So
exactly. And that's a good example, right? So all that shows you whatever
you tell. I'm getting irritated with myself right now. I get to the point, Ryan.
Please understand that lab leak topic is a complete limited hangout. There's part of that in discussion, but it's way more than that. Right? It involves both countries, blah, blah, blah. I've gone on that way for plenty of times.
Uh-huh.
What it shows you, regardless of what your thought is that they said something was fake, they censored it, they laughed at it, they said, if you talk about that, you're a dumb anti-science conspiracy theorist, and now Biden and everybody else is saying it's a valid possibility. So at the very least, it shows you that what they're now censoring today could turn out to be something that's real, or at least considered. Yet here we are, censoring stuff that she just admitted has yet to be defined. That's a pretty clear picture.
Is there any concern that the things you're trying to block or have taken down might someday turn out to be?
We don't take anything down. We don't block anything.
And that's the sidestep. Don't answer the question. Just,
okay, that's enough. That's good, right? So there, we don't do it. We're not taking step down. We're not blocking anything. Apologies for the, it's meant to be a really quick part, but this is the clip. And by the way, note that this is weirdly unlisted. Why is that? Because this is one of those press briefings that got a lot of attention, talking about the disinformation dozen and blah, blah, blah. And they just quietly unlist this one, even though there's a whole list of them and they're all there. Everyone except this one's not there. You have to have the link to know where this one is. It's totally transparent though, right? Good job, Paskey. Well, here is what they're saying today, or specifically on this. This was technically before, but the point being is here's the contrast. Here's what she's saying that we don't do. Or here's what we're saying we don't do, and here's her saying what we're going to do. This is the ridiculous nature of how you can literally point. This is like pointing at a politician a year ago saying one thing, and then today saying literal opposite, and like that's totally acceptable. Here's what she says.
Jen, can you talk a little bit more about this request for tech companies to be more aggressive in policing misinformation? Has the administration been in touch with any of these companies? And are there any actions that the federal government can take to ensure their cooperation? Because we've seen from the start, there's not a lot of action on some of these platforms.
Now, that's actually what's called a loaded question. That's she's trying to frame the other person, right? Why aren't you doing enough? And I don't think they're doing enough. And what are you doing to make them do enough? It's like, gee, I wonder where that person thinks.
Sure. Well, first, we are in regular touch with these social media platforms.
Right there is a little bit different than what she framed it as, but it gets worse.
Those engagements typically happen through members of our senior staff, but also members of our COVID-19 team. Given, as Dr. Murthy conveyed, this is a big issue of misinformation, specifically on the pandemic. In terms of actions, Alex, that we have taken, or we're working to take, I should say, from the federal government, we've increased disinformation research and tracking within the Surgeon General's office.
Right. So the Surgeon General is now using his time to track you, to watch you about your social media posts, because that's the most important thing to health, apparently, the Surgeon General. Monitoring your Facebook posts to make sure that you're not saying things that they deem misinformation, despite the fact that there have already been things that they said was misinformation that has later turned out to be true. Perfect.
We're flagging problematic posts for Facebook.
You hear that? They're flagging posts for Facebook. Wait a minute. She just said the opposite, didn't she? That doesn't make sense. Oh, wait. I don't want to play with this again, but let's see.
They laughed at it. They said if you talk about... We don't take anything down. We don't block anything.
And that's the side. Well, and she goes on to make the same argument, right? So the bottom line is they are the ones doing it. They are telling Facebook what to do. And she just said that. And yet here we are arguing later that it's not true. They're absolutely, the point is clear that Facebook is the government, in my opinion, same with Twitter, same with the rest of them. But she's literally telling you that we did that. And here we are at a point where they're acting like that's not the case. The government is actively doing this to you. And we need to see what's really happening. All the information is there. All the source links are included, as always. And finally, just to finish off on a little technocratic future point, Amazon has won permission to monitor your sleep using radar. Oh, good thing you've got those Amazon Echoes and all these monitoring devices in your house that are completely spying on you all the time, as has been routinely shown as police use them for crime. But it's okay, though. It's not monitoring everything you're doing. Did you allow that? Well, they don't need it. They've won permission to monitor your sleep for their benefit. I wonder what else they're doing and what else they've already been doing. And again, how much you want to bet? That's for your health. It's all for your health. This is the future they're building, guys. It's coming your way. And that in that future, you don't have the right to make your own choices. That should be abundantly clear by now. This person got sick, or so we're told, from COVID-19. I don't even know why we would take that at face value, seeing as how the only test they're using to prove that is something that's been shown to have a wildly high false positive rate. And they're telling him that he got sick, and that him allowing that to happen by choosing not to be vaccinated was ridiculous, and asking him, why did you do that? Are you going to get vaccinated now? Listen, and what he says here is important, because whether or not you disagree with it, right? Whether or not you feel this guy is crazy, the point is that he has a right to do this. He has an absolute right. It looks like I thought I had this. Let me grab it real quick. To say no. To tell people, I don't want this injection. It's my right to say no. But right now they're acting like you don't have that right. Let me grab this really quickly. And the worst part about it, it's not that they're framing that this guy made a mistake. It's that the reporter and the person who shares it is acting like this is the stupidest person they've ever come across. I don't even have words for this. And the frustrating part about it is that what they're most upset about is the fact that this person isn't following the direction, right? That he's not just blindly trusting, well, didn't you hear authority? Like, how dare you come to your own conclusions? This is what upsets them the most. Now, listen to what he actually says, and we'll talk about it more after the clip.
February. Scott Rowe is one of them.
Here I am, recovering, getting out of here finally tomorrow. Am I going to get a vaccine? No.
I even laugh at the way I mean, what do you even have a microphone on an extension for? You're standing right next to him. Like, this is all show, guys. The guy is standing a foot and a half from his bed, and the guy's leg is right there, but he's got a microphone on a bar that's standing to the left of him. Like, that's just stupid. This is about keeping you the impression of safety with a mask and a one of the face shields, which the CDC has already said aren't effective, but let's wear it anyway. And of course, the big body shield. The guy got sick. He's got immunity. What in the world are we talking about? It's all about selling you on this dumb Republican who didn't do what he's supposed to and how you aren't following the science. That's what the angle is from the media. Let's just listen to the way the guy talks to him.
Why not?
Because there's too many issues with these vaccines.
This father, former baseball coach, small business owner.
Too many issues with the vaccines, he says. Totally valid point, which we can all see. Even if you disagree with him, that's a fair point that's totally verified. There's clearly issues. He just may feel that that's too many. It's his choice because he's a free human being.
And Hunter caught COVID and then he developed pneumonia.
Before you got sick, if you would have had a chance to get the vaccine and prevent this.
Caught pneumonia, by the way. How much you want to bet that's what it was?
Would you have taken the vaccine? Nope. So you would have gone through this?
I'd have gone through this, yes, sir. Don't shove it down my throat. That's what's local, state, federal administration is trying to do, to shove it down your throat.
What are they shoving? The science?
Great objective journalism. What are they shoving? The science? The science down your throat? You dumb idiot. Right? Like, it's just, you could just smell the condescension on this guy's body language. You know what he's saying. You clearly know what he's saying. He's talking about the injection. And what you're doing there is trying to insert your opinion in what's supposed to be objective journalism, which they never, ever do. This is framed. That's why they include the picture of him big game hunting. They're trying to make this a partisan thing, and they're trying to show you these dumb anti-vaxxers are stupid and they're killing everybody. That's the only thing they're going for. This guy has a right to say, I don't agree with this. I see those problems, and I'd rather get sick like people get sick all the time and go through it and have my body protect me like it does 99.7% of the time, according to even your data in this situation, right? But that's crazy because they're shoving science down your throat, you dumb idiot.
No, they're shoving the fact that that's their agenda. The agenda is to get you vaccinated.
You know who Mr. Scalise is?
I know who Steve Scalise is very well.
Roe, who is a
right. So he's saying they're trying to even the agenda part is totally valid. But you could argue the agenda is to keep you safe if you really wanted to and you're that naive. But the point is that there are the clear agenda to get everybody injected is blatant. So he's feeling he feels weird and he's right to feel weird about it. It's just so incredible. And as I said in my tweet, right, I mean, how dare this man make his own informed decisions? And the assumption that he is only saying this because he is uninformed or misinformed is not only incorrect and patronizing, it's simply un-American, guys, or at least counter to what we believe this nation once represented. This is the same assumption as all the Vayers must be anti-vaxxers because we already agreed the truth before looking at the facts, right? How do you not know this guy did the research and just feels that the research that is there that you are reporting, the rare effects of the myocarditis and the rare effects of anaphylactic shock and the rare effects of blood clots and the rare effects of everything else we've listed, thousands of things. Maybe he thinks that many rare things is too risky. So how is it that you think he's uninformed and he doesn't trust the science if he's looking at it and saying, I don't agree that it's safe? It's his choice. So assume that he's dumb because he's a certain political side that's in a fake party, two-party system, or because he just has an opinion you disagree with, makes you the ignorant one. Because you're making an assumption based on your own beliefs. That makes you the ignorant one. But here we are. That's the entire apparatus. That's the entire elitist circles we're talking about today. And just to make the point about how ridiculous it really is, let's go ahead and end at least with some of this video from Lurvin Beauty, COVID vaccine adverse reactions, just a compilation. I'm not sure if this is, it looks like this is just a compilation and I'm not sure if they're the original video, but I didn't find it anywhere else. This is where I saw it first. So let's finish with a little clip about all of the continuing side effects. The unbelievable amount of side effects that we are seeing that nobody wants to talk about. They just want to continue to hide from your view. So before we do that, make sure you stay tuned for a minute to watch this, guys, because it's important. It's unnerving, but it's important to see. So thank you all for being here, continuing to fight for the truth. I love you all, as always. Question everything. Everything. Come to your own conclusions. Stay vigilant.
And she have a heart problem. And she go doctor. And they give her the COVID injection and that's how it leave her.
Can you breathe, Bernie?
Yeah. You're going to have to go to Halifax, buddy. I agree. You probably fucking don't do nothing up there, not here.
We're trying to see how this metal work and adjust it as it's needed, but for right now, it's definitely making me very tired, which is good because that can bring healing from my brain.
Hi, my name is Sarah. I had a crazy reaction to the Johnson & Johnson vaccination on April 9th of this year. Ever since then, my brain has gone into a complete tizzy. It made it so that I could not walk. I've had speech issues, cognitive delays. My limbs, my extremities have gone numb. I've had quite a bit of memory loss. You name it, I have had it. I've been in the hospital now 5 times.
Sorry about my appearance, but long story short, I got the Johnson & Johnson vaccine yesterday. Nobody knows if this is the reason that all this stuff is going on, but started with chest pain, paralysis on my left side. I was rushed over via ambulance to Baylor, Dallas, where I have had numerous scans done. I have had about 8 seizures in the last 2 days. Never had a seizure before.
Okay. Yeah.
Hello, Facebook. I just wanted to comment about the Moderna vaccine. Everyone knows that the Moderna vaccine put me in the hospital in January. I was not able to walk, use the restroom. I lost my vision after 5 days of being in the hospital. I had to go to rehab and learn how to walk. I had to have a Foley for the first 2 months of my recovery. I also have to have someone drive for me now. They diagnosed me with MS. So now I'm having to take all kinds of medicine for multiple sclerosis, which is not run in my family. So the vaccine gave me MS. They said it didn't, but how did I get MS? So now I'm sitting at home, not able to work, had to retire from my job.
You watching this might be like, oh, so what? You swell, no big deal. This is so much more than swelling, than normal swelling. This is life-threatening. This can cause your tongue to swell, to cause your airway to be jeopardized. This is swelling that has made me an immobile lump of nothingness for going on 4 months now. I literally go from my bed to the chair in the living room. The swelling is so extreme in my abdominal cavity that I huff and puff just walking down the hall because you constantly just feel drained.
I had that gone for a bit. I can't function. I have to go pick up my child from daycare. I don't know how. I can do little things to an extent, and then I feel like I need to go to the hospital. I really don't want to go back to the hospital. It's hard to feel like you can't do the things that you normally are doing. And I'm scared that something bad will happen to me. Because my heart is screwed up, and they're not figuring it out. So frustrating.
I just have to set this out there. I got the COVID vaccine, the Pfizer. And since then, and before then, please know I was in perfect health. There was never fucking nothing wrong with me. Since I got that vaccine, I had a seizure. I have never had a seizure in my life. I had a seizure. A whole seizure. Nobody knows why. I have high blood pressure. And when I say high blood pressure, I mean chronic high blood, like 198 over 92 high blood pressure. Where the fuck did that come from? I've never had that. All these ailments are now happening to me. Now, mind you, I'm not young. But I wasn't fucking sick before I took that vaccine, and now I'm a little skeptical.
All right, Terry.
down to Willem. They have hard to get back.
Greg, it was expected that COVID-19 deaths would be in the news from stage 2A of the rollout, when people aged 50 and over become eligible for a jab. Some weird arguments. So you have clots and pneumonia from the fucking COVID shot.
Yep.
See, I told her shit. Don't take that jab.
Breathe, baby.
What if the experts are wrong? What if quarantining the healthy doesn't actually save lives? What if wearing a mask in public is not effective?
If you do not have a mask, you cannot ride public transportation, sir.
My name is Dr. Jeff Barkey, and I'm here representing thousands of physicians across the country whose voices are being silenced because we don't agree with the mainstream media and the experts who are telling us what to do.
Everything I've seen in the last 9 days, all the things that just don't make sense, the patients I'm seeing in front of me, the lungs I'm trying to improve, have led me to believe that COVID-19 is not this disease, and that we are operating under a medical paradigm that is untrue.
Never in the history of this great republic have we quarantined the healthy. Never in the history of this great republic have we told churchgoers that it's illegal for you to exercise your First Amendment right of freedom of religion. Never in the history of this country have we been told that you can't go to church because it's non-essential, but you can go get an abortion because that's essential. Never before in our country have we let criminals out of jail, but we've told you you can't exercise your Second Amendment right and protect yourself by purchasing a firearm. When liquor stores are deemed essential, but your businesses are deemed non-essential, there's something wrong going on.
We cut off people's utilities this week and made them pay what could have been their last check to us to turn their lights on in a global health pandemic. But you don't care about that. You didn't want to meet.
This booklet, the Declaration of Independence and our U.S. Constitution, was never designed to restrain the people. It was designed to restrain the government. We're realizing that the fatality rate of this virus is in the ballpark of a bad seasonal influenza. Do not let your voices be silenced. We will see eventually that this government-imposed cure is going to be worse than the virus itself.
You're choking me, bro. Stop. Help! Help, man, this shit ain't right, bro.
But what's happening now is unemployment reaches 20 to 30 million people. Is those folks are now becoming dependent on the government. And what government dependency causes is a larger, more tyrannical government.
Look, he ain't even do nothing.
We the people want to put our government back in its place. We want a small representative government, not a large tyrannical government. I'm here representing thousands of physicians around the country whose voices must be heard.
We've never seen where we quarantine the healthy, where you take those without disease and without symptoms and lock them in your home.
So you guys are asking me to leave the store for not wearing a mask when I have a medical condition, even though yours is pulled under your nose.
There's a note that says,
I don't have to bring a note, and yours isn't even on.
Just do whatever you want to do.
It's America, right?
Listen,
I cannot wear a mask.
Get out.
Do not let your voices be silenced.